Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter and that happy tune is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I'm tired. How much more time do we have to go on the show?
Really?
Oh, we just started.
Yeah.
It's a tired day.
That's the weather.
It's rainy, dreary, cold. Seattle, depressing weather. But we're here nonetheless. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Mr. Burke, we're here. He'd say, you don't do my segment enough. So does anybody have anything to say?
Yeah, I got some.
Terry Daly.
Well, thank you very much, Frank. I'm a little nonplussed.
What?
What?
Nonplussed.
That means you're negative. Nonplus is negative.
Really?
Out of sorts.
Oh, about what?
Well, I've spent all morning in the St. Louis County Courthouse. I wanted to talk to Kurt Oldenwald.
Did you go down there?
Yeah. Well, I'm
that's what
telling
he just
you
said.
The story,
wow,
you
okay.
Dope.
Let me repeat what just happened. Terry said, I spent all morning in the courthouse. Dan, did you go down there?
Oh, I never know. Wow.
You never know what? With if
Terry?
You think or not?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
And I love you.
Dan, I wouldn't have said all that to you. But I wanted to know if there's any chance that I could get him to start a movement to keep people in St. Louis County from leaving their home if they had a common cold. I mean, why should I have to walk around the streets or walk around an office or walk around a shopping center if I have to breathe in the nasty air of somebody with a common cold?
That's a great point.
Why should I have to? I mean, their rights should stop where my rights begin.
This is kind of like the smoking ban.
What smoking ban?
Oh, nothing.
I feel the same way about, I was just, and I just thought about this as I got to work. I was getting a glass of ice water. I'm also thinking about suing Jim Dorothy. What is his name?
Jim. You're right.
Jim. I thought
I'm suing him because, and also any business, maybe Mr. Oldenwald might want to go after this one. Any business in St. Louis County, and there's thousands of them, who have community refrigerators that have automatic ice makers where ice drops down into the the collection box there, and you have to reach in with your hand, and there's a lot of people that reach in there. You don't want know where those people can.
They don't wash.
You don't, you don't know. You could be catching any kind of disease.
That's
so
right.
I want to outlaw refrigerators in St. Louis County, too.
A hand that just dug in and scratched the butt.
Yeah.
Could reach in for ice.
Outlaw refrigerators in St. Louis County, and furthermore, I'm thinking about going to Washington. I'm taking it national.
Are you going to run for Congress?
I'm going to try and set up some kind of committee to form a group that will outlaw all automobiles in the United States of America because those automobiles pollute the air. I mean, nobody disagrees with that. We ought to outlaw automobiles on this continent.
We can't get to work then.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only problem.
Bingo! And maybe even while I'm there, I'll file a suit that says I'm suing the government of the United States for not putting an umbrella over the United States because we all could be suffering from skin cancer right now.
Now, before
the sun is hitting us, and the government hasn't protected us from that.
And before you end, we need to say the words tongue-in-cheek. Otherwise, you are going to get some mail from people going, when did
please.
You get into the tree-hugging hippie crap?
My name is Terry Daly. Frank or KTRS has nothing to do with this. This is my personal opinion, and I just cannot believe that the politically correct people have gotten so powerful that they can do things like banning a private little bar owner from having anybody he wants to in his establishment.
What's interesting is, too, it would ban smoking from the casinos. And you see, I would say 90% of the people in the casinos smoke.
Think about if you owned the Harrah's Casino. Of course, that's not a local thing; it's national.
Jim Harrah owns it.
Yeah, Jim. Jim Harrah lives down on South Kings Highway.
Yeah.
Think if you owned that and they banned smoking from your place. All those people right across the river to Ameristar. I mean, it's just patently unfair. They should, if they're going to ban everything, they should ban everything in the United States. They should ban smoking from the United States. They should not make it where somebody can go right across the border.
They're doing it absolutely backwards. They're fixing it from, you know, it's like the hub is tobacco, smoking, period. And out from that radiates all of these different little spokes. And what are you going to do? You're going to outlaw it in bars, in restaurants, in public office buildings, okay, around school grounds,
Everywhere.
Now in your own personal residence, in churches.
Everywhere.
I mean, all the way around. If it is so bad, make cigarettes illegal.
Right. What's interesting to me, though, is, and then we're going to get off of this, but smoking doesn't really, depending on how you feel about secondhand smoke, you can't directly attribute it to killing other people. Alcohol, you can. They're not taking booze out of the bars. When they take booze out of bars, no drinking in bars.
Yeah.
That'll show them.
Drink beer only.
No drinking in restaurants or bars. Then you got something.
Yeah, the politically correct people have gone too far, and normal Americans have allowed them to. Just because somebody sat in a conversation one time and somebody who they thought was more informed than them told them something, then they go out and start saying, oh, we can't do this anymore. We can't do this anymore. It's going to kill us all. There's 10,000 things you do every day when you get out of bed that can kill you. I'm freaked. And I don't smoke cigarettes, and I don't, I smoke cigars, but I don't smoke them out in public. I'm freaked about this. I'm thinking about starting smoking cigarettes again.
All right, I'll join you.
Yeah, let's start the day they say you can't smoke anymore. Let's start smoking.
I'm ready to do it.
I'll tell you, as long as we're talking about this kind of thing, and this has nothing to do with the laws or the government or anything else, but when we were 2 days ago sitting on this airplane coming back home, one of the things that really, and I guess it's psychological, but I don't think it's all psychological, there is an incredible staleness to the inside of a crowded plane when it's sitting on the taxiway and the air. And I told my wife, she said, phew, it's so stale and stuff. I said, you know what we're breathing? We are breathing everybody else's in this little sardine can.
Yeah.
We're breathing all of their exhaling and their gas passing. We are
sucking. Did I break wind?
Yes, you did. And we are inhaling their gases.
Yeah, right.
And you, because that's all the air there is in there.
They say millions of particles of dead skin fall. You're breathing dead skin from everybody's been in that airplane.
And it's okay. It's okay in most places, but man, in those airplanes,
it's real noticeable.
Oh, it's like you're stuck in a can with somebody.
And I understand not smoking on airplanes, because I remember when you used to be allowed to smoke on airplanes. I mean, it was like being inside a big old cigarette.
Smoke
but
too.
Some of these bars that spend thousands and thousands of dollars to get these air purifying machines and stuff, and they have a private place where you can go smoke if you want to kind of things. Those people who go into those restaurants and go on the far side of the restaurant, and you can't see smoke or smell smoke, but they say, you're interrupting my private space.
Yeah.
All right. Terry Daly.
I agree. I'm right behind you, Terry.
Thanks, man.
Anybody else except Terry?
Well, me. I'm going to go the other way now, where you were kind of making light and being silly about some things, but yet making a very strong point. I'm going to go back to something I talked about yesterday, and this is about the sex offenders in your community, and I'm just going to give you an update. That after I did this, and after I mentioned this yesterday, and it's because of that story now, the 9-year-old girl, you know, who was kidnapped and assaulted and murdered in Florida by a guy who was a registered sex offender who was living right across the street from where she was and had already been in prison, had served his term without, and now has pled, I guess, guilty. I'm not sure, but anyway, has been charged with capital murder. Thank you. In her death. So last night I asked Merle, I said, would you please look and see, get the updated list for registered sex offenders in our community, and you reference it by zip code.
And Merle was on it.
Uh-oh.
Not funny.
Nobody we know, honey.
Yeah, honey, I checked it. We're safe. Yeah.
But shockingly, two full pages.
In your zip code?
In our zip code, which means it's about, I guess, a 5-mile radius around the house. Come to find out there's a guy half a block away. Another one 4 blocks away. Another one 6 blocks away.
So they got
away.
Their addresses?
Oh, yeah. And I would encourage every single parent, get the updated list, and I am not joking.
How do you find that?
You just, I don't know what website I use, but you just search. You laugh. You laugh.
No,
you just go right ahead.
I just belched and nobody caught it.
Oh, man.
I heard it.
You know, I'm just astonished. This is a pervasive
Did you go up and knock on
illness.
His door?
You know what?
On Karen Vale?
You know
no.
What?
Yeah. She took gas.
This is a warning.
She took the gas can and she drew, like, a little words and the get the hell out of my town.
It's just amazing to me, though, the number of registered sex offenders. It really is scary.
We talked about a year ago, or less than a year ago, about one thing that I thought about it today when I read the paper. When did so many people become perverts?
I don't know.
At what point? Yeah. These men who get little kids and rape them and kill them. Have these people always been around?
I think there have been a small percentage of them, but I also think, and I'm not a parent, so I'm just saying this from the outside, I also think parents dressing their kids as little whores or allowing their kids to dress sexually like older women instead of just letting them be kids. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I do.
Let them wear mini skirts.
I'm going to step in and I'm going to help you fend off something, because she mentioned the little girl in Florida. Anybody who thinks that you're implying that little girl was dressed like a little whore,
that's not what we're talking about.
But
we're talking about why have perverts become perverts. And I think the reason is they're starting to transfer that feeling to kids as opposed to women. Used to dress.
I would disagree with you.
Used to dress like kids, and female women used to dress like kids, and female adults used to dress like women.
So you're suggesting that prior to more promiscuity, that these guys that are ill
are transferring this
prior
to
would
kids.
Have only attacked adult women, and now all of a sudden it's a license for them to attack younger.
Yes. I think it's worked its way down to that, because kids used to never see, what was that girl in Colorado's name?
You
never saw kids dressing like that 30 years ago. You never saw that.
But
now to have kids who are trying to look like prostitutes.
Yeah.
I mean, the people who already had the perverts who already had the feeling that, well, maybe.
Well, but if that were true, then they would only seek out, their victims would only reflect that, and that is not the case. Because you can look at all the little girls that have been abducted and assaulted sexually, and whether or not they've been killed. How about that little Casey Williamson down here in Valley Park? My goodness, she was the picture of purity. You can't I don't think justify that, because they say that it is a separate illness. There are those extremely ill desire the young
girl. Why weren't there that many 40 years ago?
Answer to that is maybe there were, and we didn't know it.
Maybe there were.
I think that's the case. I think that more kids today are telling people about it more so than
it's
kind of
like the gay thing. There was a time when we just did not publicize, talk about the public, just keep it quiet. Keep it quiet, and it was there, and we just didn't expose it. And now we expose everything. And so all of a sudden, for the first time ever, we get a real good look at what sick people are about and how many there are.
Well, and let me tell you, when you read the list, and I would encourage everybody to print that list in your immediate neighborhood, you will find things like deviant sexual behavior, exposure, sodomy, how about rape? How about, you know, child molestation, varying degrees, first offense, second offense, third offense. It's listed. It's just unbelievable.
All right, we are off the subject in 30 seconds. I just think that one of the things that has to happen is we have to stop looking at everybody as somebody with an illness that can be cured.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that has to happen. I put these people in the same category with murderers, all right? You're not going to cure them. They're murderers. Rapists are rapists, and perverts are perverts. And you're not going to put them in some rehabilitation thing and have them come out normal. Mm-mm. Yeah, I got to do it. All right, discussion's closed. Let me do a quick fun bit of business, then we're going to take a break, come back, do a little more business, and then we're going to open the phones up and talk about whatever you want to talk about. There's a thing they call Hoop City, obviously tied in with the March Madness. It's an interactive fan festival. It's held in conjunction with the Final Four tournament. Friday and Saturday, April 1st and 2nd, from 10 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, and Sunday and Monday, April 3rd and 4th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at America's Center. All ages, people of all ages, have the opportunity to participate in interactive basketball competitions and basketball clinics. They can purchase official NCAA-themed merchandise and win prizes and a whole lot more. All you have to do is bring your McDonald's 32-ounce NCAA Coca-Cola cup with you to Hoop City, and you get your discount. And it's a free child's ticket to Hoop City with the purchase of one adult ticket. And again, to get the free child's ticket with the purchase of one adult ticket, just have with you your McDonald's 32-ounce NCAA Coca-Cola cup, and you get the deal. If you want more details, visit the McDonald's website in St. Louis. It is McDonaldsstl.com. And folks, don't forget about the Filet-O-Fish. Through this Lent period, they have just sold more Filet-O-Fish. A lot of people have been reintroduced to the great original fish filet sandwich at McDonald's. And if you see those arches lit up, it means that the drive-thru is open 24 hours a day, so you can satisfy your craving with a Filet-O-Fish. And please, for goodness sakes, if you haven't tried a McGriddle, do it. Because you'll wish you had done it before, and you'll say, whatever in the world was I thinking, waiting so long to taste what I personally think is one of the greatest things to hit the breakfast menu in a long time. McGriddle from McDonald's.
15OK, got a 1050 auto accident at 7th and Vine.
You never think you're going to be in an auto accident.
10-4, we are en route.
But every 1.2 seconds in America, an auto accident takes place.
This is 15LK. We're going to need to reroute. Over.
So ask yourself, would your insurance company be there for you? They will if you're insured with AAA insurance. Because just like the Auto Club, you can count on AAA insurance to be there when you need them. Plus, AAA offers many discounts for safe drivers, good students, multiple cars, and insuring both your home and auto with AAA. Altogether, you could save hundreds of dollars.
15LK, no major injuries, clear.
Don't leave it to chance. Call AAA Insurance today for a free quote at 1-888-AAA-CLUB. Home, life, or health insurance, same number. Or visit AAA.com and bring the security of AAA home.
A respected philosopher once exclaimed, "You'd have to see it to believe it." Well, that must have been before the dawn of radio. So the challenge becomes, how do you describe the Cadillac SRX and do it justice in a medium limited to the spoken word? Perhaps you begin with a stunning statement about the power of the SRX V6 with its 255-horsepower engine. Or exclaim wonder about the confidence it inspires with all-speed traction control. I guess they were right all along. You have to see it to believe it. Cadillac SRX. Breakthrough.
Qualified lessees can lease a new 2005 Cadillac SRX V6 for around $458 a month for 36 months. $3658 due at lease signing after bonus offer. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Example based on survey. Residency restrictions apply. Your payments may vary. Call 1-800-333-4CAD for lease details. That's $458 a month. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
Do you suffer from muscle strain? Does the stress and strain of physical activity cause muscle stiffness and soreness? If so, your participation in clinical research is needed. By participating in a research study, you can help advance medical research for muscle pain. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study of an investigational patch for the treatment of muscle pain. To qualify for this study, participants must be 18 years of age or older with muscle strain. Qualified participants not only may aid society by contributing to research development, but may receive compensation up to $400 for time and travel. For information, call Radiant Research at 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's 1-636-CALL-NOW. If you suffer from muscle strain and would like to participate in a clinical research that may help researchers determine the effects of an investigational patch for the treatment of muscle pain, call Radiant Research now at 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's Radiant Research, 1-636, call now.
Homeowners, are you behind on bills, deep in debt, tired of hearing no from other lenders? Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999 and hear yes instead.
As a loan officer at American Equity Mortgage, saying yes is a big part of my job, even to people with less than perfect credit.
American Equity Mortgage makes yes simple and fast. You can apply on the phone, in person, or at AmericanEquity.com. Get approval in hours and close as fast as 1 week.
American Equity Mortgage wants you to have the money you need right now. We can help you pay off those high-interest credit cards and save you hundreds of dollars every month. It's easy. Just say yes to American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, and we'll say yes to you.
American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Here's your chance to get your Goodyears during the Goodyear Ultimate Champion Tire Sale. That's right, now through April 9th. Put the pedal to the metal and save on a large selection of popular Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Plus, check out Goodyear's Assurance brand of passenger tires. Brake thin and get your Goodyears today. Goodyear, the official tire supplier of NASCAR.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated.
How fast can Allivert start treating an allergy while you're on a motorcycle? This fast. How about riding on the train? This fast. That's because Allivert starts to dissolve fast, the instant it touches your tongue, without water. So you can take Allivert fast, wherever you are. This fast. Even in that bike race. Try non-drowsy 24-hour allergy relief that dissolves fast, without a prescription. Allivert. Allergy medicine right when you need it, wherever you are. Use as directed.
334 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic sponsored by Zantrex 3. Perhaps the most powerful diet pill in America, Zantrex 3. More weight loss, faster weight loss, and energy to burn. Zantrex 3 at stores nationwide. Westbound 40 at Kings Highway, we have a report now of an accident. The right lane is blocked. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, traffic slowing. Eastbound 40 between Clayton Morrison and Brentwood, a slowdown, and that's due to an earlier accident. Also eastbound 40 running slow between Hanley and Laclede Station. Southbound 270, the slowdown's underway between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, congestion's been cleared. Northbound 55 between 44 and the Poplar. Traffic cleared also in that right lane. On Lindbergh at New Florissant Road, though, we have a report now of an accident. Riverview Drive at Spring Garden, an injury accident. And Riverview is being closed for emergency vehicles. And that's right at Riverview and 270. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Taking your phone calls, and I have a great topic topic today, once we finish with whatever it is you want to discuss, and it's actually an offshoot of something we did a week ago Friday, that I will say got more response, positive response, than anything we've ever talked about. I got mail from people. So that was the most interesting thing we've ever talked about, because it allowed people to be nosy and listen to personal information about other people. And it was about income and savings. And I have another little offshoot of that that we can do today or tomorrow or whatever. Before we do that, let me talk to all of you motorcycle people and let you know that First Community Credit Union makes and would be happy to make for you a motorcycle loan. I don't hear a lot of people telling customers, in this case members of the credit union, come here for a motorcycle loan. You don't hear that. You hear car loans, which of course they do, and all kinds of other loans, but you never hear people say, welcome motorcyclists. Well, First Community Credit Union, I talked to them this morning, and before we hung up, I was told to please let people know that they welcome motorcycle loans. So as we get ready to enter the motorcycle temptation weather, or you walk outside and you see somebody come around the corner on a shiny motorcycle and you get the fever and you know you'd like to go shopping, but you need to get a motorcycle loan, First Community Credit Union does it all the time. They make motorcycle loans all the time. They'd love to make you one. So keep that in mind. It's just one more reason that it's worth taking a look at First Community Credit Union as an alternative to banking. And don't let the word alternative throw you, because it's very, very similar to banking with one great difference. And that is that the members own the credit union. Customers at the bank don't own the bank. It's owned by other people who have to make money and get paid. And some of that comes out of the revenue of the bank. At First Community Credit Union, the revenue goes back into the system, and the benefits are realized by the members. They don't call them customers, they call them members. Now, I will tell you that for every account you open, and we've opened a couple of accounts there and moved all of our business to First Community Credit Union, for every account you open, you need to open another separate one for $1. That's the requirement.
Oh.
I know. I know it's outrageous. That's
really
the legal requirement to officially be a member and one of the owners of the credit union, is a $1 separate account for each account you open. There's a whole lot more that you should learn about First Community Credit Union, and you can learn it all at firstcommunity.com. So, yes, they do make loans, all kinds of loans. They have CDs and they have money markets. They have checking accounts. We've got our new checks a couple months ago from First Community Credit Union. And for the most part, you can't tell a whole lot of difference between First Community Credit Union and a bank. But there is a difference, a little difference, that to some people is a big difference. First Community Credit Union. Come on in, motorcycle enthusiasts, and get your motorcycle loan. All right, off to the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Claudia, how are you?
Hello, all. Happy rainy day.
Hey, Claudia, okay.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, okay. It's ugly out, but I'm headed out to run, so hopefully I'll get that runner's high and I'll have a great evening.
I was
going to
do that.
Yeah, tell me about it. It was wet running for me today.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't run. I forgot.
Real quickly, and Frank, I know you like to keep your show on a lighter note, and I really appreciate that. You guys have cracked me up more times than I can mention, but I really feel that I need to respond to a couple comments that Terry made about pedophiles being attracted to little girls that are dressed like hookers.
Okay.
Dressing a little girl like a hooker is a whole separate issue, and I totally agree with you there. I have three daughters myself, and I'm just appalled at how I see some little girls dressing, but by its very definition, pedophilia means an attraction to small children.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
Pedophile.
How mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and Frank, your comment about these guys are not going to be cured, quote-unquote, you know, they are, a rapist is a rapist, an abuser is an abuser. I could not agree with you more.
But we need the right people to understand that.
Yes, we do. And I feel that I can speak from a bit of a platform of authority. I'm an incest survivor. My childhood was stolen from me. That is the only way I can describe it. And when I've tried to educate myself as much as I can as to this issue in society, and I really don't think people can talk about it enough. And I know it's a very heavy and a very depressing subject, but research shows, for instance, that overwhelmingly overwhelmingly prostitutes have been abused as young girls.
Right.
Overwhelming, you know. There are so many facets of your adult life that are touched and twisted and hurt and damaged by what happened to you as a child.
To me, the real evidence of how twisted and sick these people are, and I've said this before, is that you watch the news and you watch guys like this scumbag in Florida carried away in handcuffs and accused, and you're sitting there and you're a pedophile. And you are attracted to kids, and you see kids, and you want to abduct them, and you want to have sex with them. How can you not sit there and think, hey, that's what I do. That's me. I better get help. You know, Pat O'Brien just went into rehab. People who are drunks or alcoholics or whatever, at some point, a lot of them realize, in fact, I think they all realize, some do something about it, some don't, but they know deep down, I'm an alcoholic, or I'm a drunk, I've got a problem. I don't understand why these sickos don't at some point ever seem to turn themselves in. You never hear of that. A guy walking in somewhere and going, help me, I'm a pedophile. And they don't
The level of denial in the abuser is so deep. And I would also say to you that it crosses all boundaries. It crosses all social strata. It crosses all backgrounds. I mean, my abuser, you would not in a million years. To look at this person. I mean, he didn't look like that creep on TV in handcuffs.
Right.
You would never, ever guess. Which brings me to my third point. This weekend, there was an article in the paper about the two treatment centers in St. Louis for abusive priests that are basically boarding schools, country clubs.
Right.
There is no supervision, and that, pardon my language, that bleeping Archbishop Burke has the nerve to say that at this one facility, these priests are being watched by Sister So-and-so, and she's a pretty tough cookie. I'm paraphrasing, of course. Well, pardon me, Sister So-and-so cannot keep tabs on the number of pedophile priests that are housed in this residence, and there is a subdivision right next door.
Okay, Claudia, the reason we have to shut this down is I am going to get mail, even though they're your words, saying, why do you hate Catholics? That's what's
going to
happen.
Well, you know what, Frank?
Me.
I am a Catholic. Okay. I was raised Catholic. So when
you can forward them to me.
You
know, you can say whatever you like, and we're glad you called. How old are you, Claudia?
I am 50.
Favorite age.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Claudia.
Well, have a great day, and the next time I'm running and you crack me up, I'll tell you, one time I was running listening to you all, and I started laughing so hard I had to stop on the sidewalk and bend over double. And I'm sure the cars that were passing were wondering what the heck I was doing.
Yeah.
Well, Claudia, I'd like to run with you one morning if I could. If I could.
Yeah.
The key there is if I could.
The invitation is open whenever you'd like to. You guys did. You had me laughing so hard I could not even move. I had to stop and bend over and just laugh.
Well, we may have saved your life. You could have had a heart attack if you'd kept running. Thank you, Claudia.
Have a great day.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here comes Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Frank. Hi, gang.
Hello,
Dan.
Hey,
I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
And I just had a few comments to make about the two things you brought up, the sex offenders and the smoking in public thing.
All right.
But Karen could probably answer this question. I've never looked at a sex offender list before. Does it state what those people did?
Yes. Yes. It gives their name. It gives the registered address. Hopefully, you know, it's still accurate, and then it lists the crime that they were charged with and found guilty of.
Okay, because I heard, I was talking with friends about this, because we supposedly have one in our neighborhood within 300 yards of my home. And I've never looked at the list yet, but I'm planning on.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also telling me that if you were caught urinating in public or something like that, you get put on that list also.
Well, that might come under exposure, but there aren't too many of those, sadly.
Oh.
Most of them are child sexual attacks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that answers my questions there. And then as far as the smoking in public goes...
And before you do this, Dan, I want to go ahead and state this will be our last... Because here's what happens with smoking in public. You either are for it or against it, and that's all we end up doing, and you get nowhere. But I'm going to take your comment. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I am a smoker. I hopefully will quit soon. But when I was in Utah, you weren't allowed to drink in bars. The bars were private clubs. So that was my thought. If this does come about, you could open a private club, and if you're a member of this club, you can smoke in the club. Wouldn't that be true?
I would think so. If you can have country clubs that exclude women, you should be able to open a club where smokers
sounds reasonable.
Can come.
Mm-hmm. So that would be kind of a loophole that all these little bars could use and do whatever they need to do.
And I think they have every right to charge for membership whatever small fee they want to charge. You come belong to our club for a dollar, and you're a member of a private club, and you smoke all you want to. Mm-hmm. That may be a very good way around it.
Yeah. So, well, that was all I had to say, except for I think you guys need to have a few more commercials. We don't have enough.
We're going to take care of that in a couple of minutes.
All right.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye. Hello, Fuzzy. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing great.
Hi, Karen.
Hello, Fuzzy.
Holy cow. Hey, can somebody tell me why? And I know that there are people that study behaviors of people, you know, like psychiatrists, psychologists, whatever. Can somebody please tell me why? I mean, I'm almost ashamed to be Catholic anymore. And I'm serious when I tell you that. I'm not making a joke. I mean, about these priests and things like this. They've got a behavior patterns. These people they're sick.
I would love to share with you my thought, and I'm serious. I would absolutely love to tell you what I think about that situation. If I do, I'll lose my job here.
I know, and I'm not going to put you behind the eight ball like that, my friend, but, you know, but it's just a shame anymore.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I know far more about this than anybody realizes I know, and that's all I can tell you. It kills me that I don't have a platform.
I want to tell you something. Regali. I mean, this guy actually sounded, and forgive me if I'm talking out of school here.
Well, it's your words, not ours.
Sounded like he was making excuses for this behavior.
Okay, well, and again, those are your words, and
I know.
You're welcome to express them here.
Yeah, I know. It just really irritates me, and these poor kids, you know, we put our trust in these people, and they absolutely take that trust and stomp it into the ground.
All right, Fuzzy.
Yeah, have a good one,
you
guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to change the subject. Here's what we're changing it to. A week ago Friday, we took calls from people, anonymous people. We didn't really know who you were, or if the first name you gave us was a real first name or a made-up first name. And we asked people how much money they had saved. How much money they made, and it was pretty interesting. It was household income and how much you had saved. And it was very, very interesting because nobody can deny that everybody is curious about everybody else's money. You hear it every day. You hear people, women at lunch, guys at work, I wonder how much money he's made. He's got a promotion. I wonder who he's making. You know, Bob just went over to so-and-so. I hear he's making big bucks. Everybody in the neighborhood, what'd they pay for that house? He must have a pretty good job. It's real. Everybody's curious about everybody else's money. Now, there is a rule of thumb, a general rule of thumb when you go to buy a house that the lenders use to determine whether or not they will approve you to buy the house you want to buy. And it's based on two things primarily. It's based on household income and what other circumstances you have, meaning what other loans you're paying off, how much other financial debt you've incurred. If you're pretty clear of debt and you have a certain amount of income, you get a certain kind of house. So here's what I'd like to do. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll start this. We'll pick it up next hour. And you're anonymous. We just need a first name. But I think it's going to be real interesting to hear what people say, and here's what we're looking for. Again, we want to know your household income. And if you've bought a house within the last 2 years, how much did your house cost? And the reason I say in the last 2 years, it's irrelevant if you bought it 10 years ago, mm-hmm. because your income and your house price 10 years ago, it has gone up in value. We can't get and I'll explain to you after we get into this and take a few calls, what the lenders say the balance should be. And we're going to find out how many people are kind of out of kilter here, mm-hmm. how many people have kind of cheated or fudged. And it happens when the lender wants to know from your employer or from other sources, how much you have, how much you're worth, how much you make. Because the one other thing that does come into play is how much money you have saved. You may not make a whole lot, but you can show that you have these other assets, so they figure, well, okay, you're good for the house. But I think we'll keep it to this. We'll keep it to how much your household income is and how much you paid for your house in the last 2 years. And I think it's going to be very... And let me just say one other thing that will sort of help you understand why this can be so interesting. And I mentioned this before. I think everybody knows that the Dave Simons, until he went to work for a company that will not allow advertising in the form that we used to do it, is a financial planner. He used to have a show on this station. And he told me one time that a couple, and I mentioned this before, came in to see him, and he wouldn't tell me their names because he's a pro, but he said they came to him and said, can you help us save some money? We cannot seem to save any money. Between the two of them, they had a household income of about $125,000. They lived in an $850,000 house. But they drove two new cars, and he said, you're never going to save any money. And he said, here's my first advice. Sell your house. You live beyond your means. Now, somehow or other, with maybe enough money down and some other assets, and just they squeaked through the loan process and got approval to buy that house. But they had no business buying it because they just didn't make that kind of money. So household income, how much you paid for your house in the last 2 years. We're going to get to that after we take a quick break and come back, and we'll pick it up at 4 o'clock. Ever found yourself needing a handyman? You need somebody to come to the house or your office or your place of business, your workplace, because it's commercial or residential, but you just don't know who to call. And you go to the Yellow Pages, you call a neighbor and say, hey, who'd you have come out that time when you had that plumbing problem or that electrical problem, or you need that painting done or that carpentry work? I have a solution to that panic, and it's Vosen and Sons Toolbox Team. They will send you, and they're not sending you entry-level apprentice beginners. These are seasoned veterans in the world of construction or carpentry or painting or plumbing or electrical or whatever. So when the time comes that you need a handyman, you need somebody from the Toolbox Team, Vosen and Sons Construction Toolbox Team. 314-997-0990. If you don't remember the name Vosen and Sons or the number, go to frankopinion.com, click on Sponsors, and you'll find it there. Scroll down through, and you'll recognize it when you see the Toolbox Team at Vosen and Sons. And I can tell you, because I have called them and had them refer people and send people out to me, they will send you some of the best people in the business. Now, if you want a half-you-know-what job done that your brother-in-law can do, then let your brother-in-law do it. But if you want it done right, and you want to pay people who are skilled to do it right, they'll send you people who will, as Larry the Cable Guy says, get her done. The Toolbox Team from Vosen and Sons, 314-997-0990.
Ultimate Electronics presents the ultimate car audio experience. When I turn the music up, I can picture the house lights going down. I can hear the siren squeal of the groupies. Suddenly, I feel the urge to purchase a $45 tour shirt and yell, woo, for 3 hours. Driving my way into work sure isn't like it used to be. It's so much better. You see, I took my car to Ultimate Electronics, where right now every car deck and amp is on sale. Since then, I'm always finding new ways to take the long way home. You should hear what performance car audio can sound like at Ultimate Electronics. In their dedicated listening rooms, you can audition the latest equipment from names like Kenwood, Pioneer, and Alpine, and find your sound before you have it installed. But you'll have to hurry in, because these decks and amps won't be on sale forever. Sure, I could get out and head into the office, but for what? I think I feel another encore coming on. Ultimate Electronics. Discover the ultimate experience.
Happy Monday, everybody. Here's the weekly update. Let's see. Production's up 7%. Good, good. Absenteeism is way down. Great. And the big news, we reached a new milestone. 352 days with no donuts.
When your employees take responsibility for their health, you'll see a boost in productivity and better morale. That's the secret of My Choice by Mercy Health Plans. My Choice empowers your employees to live better and be healthier by quitting smoking, lowering cholesterol, exercising, and more. You get the power to control health benefit costs long-term, giving you a competitive edge.
Oh, yeah. Whoever left those sweaty gym shoes in the break room, way to go. I smell lower premiums.
Learn more about My Choice by Mercy Health Plans. Call 1-800-830-1918 or contact your independent consultant. Rewarding healthy choices. It's a sign of things to come.
All right, we
got time to grab a couple of these before we have to break for the news. Everybody is curious about everybody else's money. If you say you're not, I don't think you're telling the truth. I think there are probably very few people who exist who couldn't care less. But everybody wants to know everybody else's money situation. So let's start with Tim, and we'll get a little handle on what the listeners are doing out there. Hello, Tim.
You doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. First to be a rainy day.
You bet. You bought a house in the last 2 years?
Yes, you did.
Household income?
At the time, it was $97,000.
All right. How much was the house?
$223,000.
Okay. I'd say you didn't do anything stupid there. You didn't go beyond your means. And I'll tell you what the rule of thumb is. The rule of thumb is that your house payment, now this is just a general, without anything else taken into consideration, your house payment should be no more than one-fourth of your gross pay. Okay?
Right.
So if your gross pay is 90, let's say round numbers, 95, what's a fourth of 95? Who's got a calculator?
I do.
What's a fourth of 95? It's going to be about $25,000, $24,000.
Right.
So one-twelfth of that is going to be two. So unless your house payment is over $2,000.
Yeah. $24,250.
Boy, and you know what?
You're okay.
First Community Credit Union, they offer now the 40-year mortgages
now. Is your house payment over $2,000?
No, not even near.
Okay.
It's probably around $1,300 a month.
Okay, you're in great shape.
Yeah.
At least without knowing the rest of your business, in that aspect, you're in real good shape.
Right.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, Tim.
Bye-bye.
So they give an idea. He's got a $200-something thousand house. He's got a $1,300 house payment. He's okay. I think without a lot of other debt, most places would let you stretch it up to about $2,000 for a house payment. This is another interesting thing is house payments that people make now. I mean, it's not uncommon. You hear that? $1,300.
Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon for people to make. That's very very common
to
make $1,000, $1,300, $1,500 house payments. And I don't like to talk about that we're old and all that stuff, but man, I'm old enough to remember that somebody, and hearing your parents talk about why their house payment is $400.
I remember my parents' house payment was about $125 a month.
Oh, sure.
You know?
You bet. Let's go to Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
I have 30 seconds. You buy a house in the last 2 years?
I bought two, actually.
Well, primary residence.
We're just getting ready to move in about a month.
Okay. Household income?
I'd say about $60,000 a year.
How much was the house?
$112,000.
I think you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
I think the bank would look at you and go, reasonable people.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
So now you start to get a little idea of what the people out there listening, how they live and what kind of homes they're buying. And it's kind of fun. Kind of fun to eavesdrop on people and learn their business, the stuff you've wondered about anyway. We'll do more after we take a little break, do some news. Sell you a Toyota, particularly maybe an Avalon. That's my new favorite Toyota, is the Avalon. And I say that not knowing a whole lot about all 17 models in the Toyota line, but I went over to Newbold Toyota BMW, and I drove that Avalon, and it absolutely knocked my socks off for 30-something, you know, upper 30s. This is a car that has stuff on it that $50,000, $60,000 cars have and drives like a dream. It's called the Avalon, and there are four models. And that top-of-the-line loaded model with laser-assisted cruise control that will not let you get but so close to the car in front of you and adjusts your cruise speed is pretty amazing. Newbold Toyota BMW Scion. That's the other thing to take a look at if you're a young person getting a first vehicle or just want a real, affordable, inexpensive, not only to buy but to operate second car. Check out the Scion at Newbold Toyota BMW Scion there in O'Fallon, Illinois, 15, 20 minutes from downtown St. Louis. Newbold, we're coming right back. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Terry Schiavo's parents say their daughter is fading fast, and they want a federal appeals court to act quickly to have her feeding tube reinserted.
I'm begging you. Don't let my daughter die of thirst.
Mary Schindler with another plea just moments ago. She is outside the hospice where her daughter has been living. Andrew Colton is also outside that hospice. Let's go live to Pinellas Park, Florida.
Sherry, all eyes now on the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. A three-judge panel there is reviewing this case and could decide tonight. to either order Terry Schiavo's feeding tube reconnected immediately or that the ruling issued by a federal judge here in Tampa this morning stands. Both sides say if they lose, they will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has twice chosen to stay out of this case. Sherry?
ABC's Andrew Colton live in Florida. A community in Minnesota mourns. Members of the Chippewa tribe holding a memorial service in St. Paul for those killed in the worst school shooting since Columbine.
Our prayers and our thoughts not only are with them today, but will remain with them throughout the year 2005 and in the years to come.
Save Glass with the White Earth Nation sending condolences to the Red Lake Tribe, where police say 16-year-old Jeff Weiss shot and killed nine people before turning the gun on himself. An emergency room supervisor told reporter Brian Schultz most of the victims were hit at close range.
He said from what he could see, it certainly appeared like the intended target was the head.
The Federal Reserve raised a key interest rate a quarter point today to 2.27%. There are still concerns, though, about inflation.
The Fed did say in the statement it released that while underlying inflation is expected to be contained and overall, okay, don't worry too much, it does see pressures on inflation picking up. Prices are going up on some things, and anybody who drives a car knows that.
ABC's Betsy Stark, that Federal Reserve rate to 2.75%. You're listening to ABC News.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a post-Arafat Palestinian society in which children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Will the U.S. play a greater role in the quest for peace in the Middle East? There's no better way to stay in touch than by reading The Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try 4 weeks free. You'll be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Write cancel on the bill and keep the four issues. Call now for The Forward. 800-554-7900. That's 800-554-7900.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now, there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep. Guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-877-213-3200. That's 1-877-213-3200.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Householder, KTRS News. Supporters are calling St. Louis County's proposed smoking ban a bold and courageous move, but opponents say it will cause major job losses. Both sides have just finished up their presentations on the proposal before the County Council's Justice and Health Committee. National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse spokesman Gordon Dymowski.
This is a public health issue. This is precisely the government's business. This is no different than food safety codes, building codes, or similar ordinances.
But Harris St. Louis Regulatory Compliance Director Fred Stuckel disagrees.
The proposed ordinance will lead to a negative business environment which will affect our community and job loss and economic instability. Harris St. Louis employs more than 2,000 employees. The outright ban could mean the loss of hundreds of jobs.
The Greater St. Louis bowling proprietors are speaking out against the proposal, as is Maryland Heights Mayor Michael Moeller. Baldwin Alderman Charles Gatton spoke for the ordinance, along with Creve Coeur Mayor Harold Dielman. There are probably a lot of nervous pot dealers and smokers in the Alton area at this hour after a Godfrey man is busted for allegedly growing up to $300,000 worth of marijuana in his home. Jersey County Sheriff Paul Cunningham tells KTRS News investigators are now checking Michael Lyon's computer hard drive
to see what information may be on there, what kind of records he may have kept, where he's done ordering or any sales he may have done.
Cunningham says deputies found 7 4-foot plants and 13 immature plants in Lyon's home on Chestnut Lane. He says Lyons was already facing manufacturing cannabis charges in Madison County. A proposal to close Bell Fountain Rehabilitation Center is a matter of life and death, according to some area clergy. KTRS's Steve Klotz reports.
The closure of the facility is ironic to Father Jack Schuler, who is amazed by all the attention focused on Terry Schiavo in Florida when residents at Bell Fountain are in a life-and-death situation as well.
Here in the state of Missouri, I just don't think it's complicated. There's 342 people that are happy in their home. When I'm happy in my home, I want to stay in my home. And if my life could be threatened because I'm going to be moved from that home, then It's even more in my interest to stay there.
Shuler says Governor Blunt ran on a pro-life platform, and the lives of residents at Bell Fountain are just as important as any life.
A standing ovation in St. Louis today for Missouri senior senator as he addressed the 14th annual Born to Learn conference. Republican Kit Bond promoting his bill to expand the National Parents as Teachers program.
I told the group today that I've introduced a bill the federal level to authorize spending $500 million over 3 years to expand the program to some 2.7 million families nationally.
Bong says the Education Begins at Home Act establishes a dedicated federal funding stream for the first time. On Wall Street, the Dow down 95, NASDAQ down 18, and the S&P is down 12. It's 39. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 4:06, you're up to date. Karen Vale joins us with traffic from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Karen?
Thank you, Brian. Traffic sponsored by Commerce Bank. Commerce asks the right questions, listens carefully, and provides you with the solutions that fit you best. It's a promise from Commerce Bank. That's www.commercebank.com. Clutter of accidents this afternoon. Eastbound 70 ramp to Mid Rivers Mall Drive. A stalled vehicle. The right turn lane is partially blocked. Northbound 55 at Arsenal. An accident. Eastbound 270 ramp to southbound Riverview is closed for accident investigation work. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley. Traffic running slow. Eastbound 40 between Clayton Warson and Brentwood. Slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Also eastbound 40 running heavy between Hanley and Laclede Station. Over on southbound 270, traffic running slow, Manchester through Doherty Ferry. The approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are starting to line up. West Florissant at Interstate 70, traffic lights are not working, so be careful there. I'm Karen Vale for the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Adam Bold, founder of the Mutual Fund Store. Think back 5 years. What was the best car on the market? What football team was the best in the NFL? Or what was the best restaurant in town? Have your answers changed over the last 5 years? How about the last 10 years? 20 years? Is it possible that the mutual funds you bought 5 years ago might not be the best ones anymore either? Mutual funds are subject to changing conditions over time, just like everything else in this world. There have been mutual fund scandals, market upheavals, and funds changing managers. If your investment advisor hasn't updated your portfolio, not only do you probably have bad funds, you probably have a bad advisor. At the Mutual Fund Store, we stick with fund managers who have approved track record, but when a fund underperforms the market or its sector, we update your portfolio. If you're going to take the risk of the market, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? Call my advisors, Troy and Kurt, here at the Mutual Fund Store now, 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Kate?
Hi.
I'm sorry. I just can't make it to work again today. I've been in bed for the past 2 days with this pain.
Is your endometriosis flaring up again?
Yes. For the past 3 months, this pelvic pain from my endometriosis has gotten really bad. I've tried different treatments, even surgery, but the pain keeps coming back.
Hey, I've been meaning to tell you. I heard about a clinical research study for women with endometriosis.
Women between the ages of 18 and 45 with regular menstrual periods who are experiencing moderate to severe pain for at least the past 3 months may be interested in learning more about a clinical research study evaluating an investigational medication for pelvic pain due to endometriosis. Potential volunteers must have had their endometriosis confirmed by a surgical procedure such as laparoscopy and should not have taken oral contraceptive within the past 30 days.
I think I'll call.
For more information about this clinical research study, please call PPS Clinical Research at 636-449-4700, extension 2512. That's 636-449-4700.
Hello, this is Bill Wilkerson. Hey, we have two great things in my hometown of Memphis. We have Elvis, and we have great barbecue. Now, I can't help you with Elvis. You'll have to go to Graceland yourself. But I can tell you where there's finally some great barbecue around here. It's at Bully's Smokehouse, 4204 West Main, just south of North Belt West in Belleville. Now, a guy from Memphis wouldn't steer you wrong on great barbecue. Been there, had it, love it, and so will you. You like your ribs, wet or dry, you can get it at Bully's in three types of barbecue sauce, Midwest sweet and smoky, Texas hot and Carolina. Of mustard on the table, you choose whatever you like. And if you like seafood, they have great farm-raised catfish, crab cakes, beer-battered cod, and in addition to that, their Sunday brunch is awesome. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, I know why Bully's Smokehouse is so great. They have that smoker going 24 hours a day, and the ribs that appear on your plate have been smoked for over 12 hours. You know, they even have great funnel cakes for dessert. Go to Bully's for great barbecue. Bully's Smokehouse, 4204 West Main, just south of North Belt West in Belleville.
If you're one of the millions of people with type 2 diabetes who take oral medications or insulin to help control their disease, you may not be satisfied with your results. Local researchers, in a nationwide effort to fight this epidemic disease, are testing an investigational medication that may help better control blood sugar. We're looking for adults with type 2 diabetes who are currently on any type of oral diabetic therapy and or insulin. If you're eligible to participate, you may receive the study medication, study-related lab tests and clinic visits, and glucose testing supplies, all at no cost. To see if you're eligible, call 1-866-78-TYPE-2. That number again is toll-free, 1-866-78-TYPE-2. The Type 2 Diabetes Research Study, 1-866-78-TYPE-2. 1-866-78-TYPE-2. Call now.
Now through April 9th, save on selected Goodyear tires during the Goodyear Ultimate Champion Tire Sale. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the retailer nearest you.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Well, I think our guest is a problem. That's what I have.
Right off the bat, complaining.
It's old age.
And I can't hear my headphones, blah, blah, blah.
Bad hair day.
Well, I don't know what that's... I never have a bad hair day. Please welcome our Tuesday guest, Sheila Schuchart.
Schuchart. It's exciting to be here.
Well, it's exciting to have you here, and you started right off being a problem, and you started off saying something cruel and mean to me.
Mm-hmm. But I meant it as a compliment.
I will let people decide. You said you went to the website. You said, I went to your website, and you said you took your picture off your website. And then you said, you looked at me, and you said, I don't blame you.
Oh.
I heard that. All right, here it comes now. Listen, here it comes. Go ahead.
That women would be calling you.
Uh-huh.
Everything else, and I don't blame you. Your wife would have a fit.
My wife would she would have a celebration.
Yeah, and she doesn't even know you're in radio, does she?
No.
Because this picture's not on the website.
She thinks I'm a CPA.
Yeah.
Something respectable. So let's get to your story. Well, that's right. It's time to get to know Sheila Schuchart from what part of St. Louis?
Chesterfield, Missouri.
I know it well.
I know.
I'm next door, Wildwood.
You're in Wildwood.
Are you married or divorced or widowed?
No, I'm married. My husband Jay is looking.
Hello, Jay. How's it going?
That's Jay.
He's a terrific husband. Terrific husband. Very supportive.
He doesn't look exciting enough for you. You look exciting. He looks, you know.
Well, it's 31 years, you know.
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
because
31 years
because my marriage is still like the night we got married. And I'm serious. We did nothing the night we got married.
And it's continued on.
It's continued for 34 years.
Well, I'm going to be, and I have two children.
Yeah.
My son is going to be 24. And hello, Matthew. Mm. And my daughter is 29, and my son-in-law. And I'm going to be a grandma in September.
Well,
congratulations.
You look like a grandma.
Yep.
Do you work?
I do. I work with my husband in promotional products. Company is Advertising Premium.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought you lots of goodies from the company.
I saw all kinds of neat golf balls. And
little gift bags for each of you.
Good for you.
Nice.
And a big cookie.
And a big cookie. It says AM and a PM and then chocolate-covered almonds.
I love chocolate-covered almonds.
All low-carb, low-fat.
Yeah, this will be a good day. Right. You have any questions for us before we continue with our survey?
No, I've been listening to you since probably you came on the air a few years ago.
Mm-hmm, a few years ago. So no questions? No, you've never wondered about anything? Is there anything that...
I'm in awe of just how you operate here. I think it's an amazing show. So I'm just watching it. And I'm a big fan.
What is she talking about?
I'm a big fan.
I don't know. She's delirious. She's out of her mind. Well, thank you for the gifts. Can you run down a little bit what you brought us from your company?
What I brought you, there's golf balls, there's a pen, there's a coffee mug, there's stress ball.
No stress here.
Stress,
no,
well,
no.
Just in case.
The stress here is in the morning. You work in the morning, you're stressed.
Yeah. And some little breath mints and a notepad.
Wow.
Okay.
And you're here because of a birthday?
I am. I have a birthday on Thursday.
So this is a gift.
This is a really special gift.
From your husband.
No, from me. I called up and said it's my birthday.
How sad is that? How sad that you had to do it for yourself?
I'm really expecting a Genovese gift from my husband.
Oh,
you know what? He just looked at me. He just looked at me and winked and said, "It's on its way."
Gave me the okay. I think that's in the bag. Something from Genovese. You're going to have a great birthday.
I hope.
Welcome to the show. Along the way, if you want to just jump in and comment, it's that easy. And if you think of anything you want to ask us, just ask us.
I will.
All right. Our topic is how much people pay for their houses in the last 2 years and how much the household income is. And just so we decided we want to get to know our audience. We want to get to know our audience.
Getting to know. Getting to know all about you.
Because people are nosy about other people's money, and it does come down to money. Whether they want to know, ooh, they got a new car. What they're really wondering is, I wonder how much they paid for that and how they can afford it. Or, oh, he got a new job, he got transferred. I wonder how much he makes at that new job. It is true. It absolutely is true. So back to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Let's go to, is this way over here? Am I supposed to go to Joe way on the right?
No, that's Joe Hipperson.
He can hang on for a second. Listeners come first. Let's go to Bill. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you for that. Hallelujah. Say hi to our guest. Her name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to give you a little tip there. Don't play with the cord, the headphone cord, because it'll go in and out on you.
Oh, Bill's been here before.
Okay.
It's a real cheap set of headphones with a cheap plug on it. Bill, are you going to take part in a little survey here?
Yes, I am.
You buy a house in the last 2 years?
Yes, I did.
How much?
$83,000.
Okay, and household income?
Right about $54,000.
Oh, you're in good shape. You're in great shape.
Well, you would think, but and sometimes it doesn't seem like it.
I know. It doesn't seem like that for everybody. But just based on those two things, most lenders would say, all right, good, solid decision. You didn't overbuy on your house. Now, the rest of your life is your business. If you've screwed that up, we can't help you.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
All right.
Have you heard about the new Two Hill Performing Arts Center over at St. Louis University?
Latch Two Hill, yes.
Yeah. Did Dolly Parton found that?
I see what he did.
Two Hill.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, we don't go for that. Thank you, Bill. Yeah, we don't go for that kind of humor. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. Say hi to our guest. Her name is Sheila.
Well, hello, Sheila.
Well, hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris. You're married. Bought a house in the last 2 years?
Yeah.
How much?
$192,000.
Household income?
$100,000.
Okay. That is well above that one quarter mark.
Now,
our listeners are actually smart. They don't overextend. Right. Now, unless you drive like a $400,000 car. Then you got a problem.
Now, Frank, interesting thing. I, in course of work, see credit applications and people's house payments and stuff like that all the time.
Oh, so you actually get to be nosy and get paid for it.
Well, it sometimes, yes.
But that has, you know what, I got to tell you something about what you do. I think that would be very interesting to see other people's screwed up lives.
It's fascinating. So I'm looking at this one day. And this guy's house payment is $15,000.
$15,000?
Oh, man.
And then I realize it's a smaller percentage of his income than mine is of mine.
Yeah, because, if somebody makes $100,000 a month, okay, you can have a $20,000.
And that's about what the guy was making. He was making like $1.3 million a year, I think.
Well, and you look at that and go, well, what's wrong with those people? But when he buys that house for $1 million, depending on where it is, and in 3 years he sells it for $1.5 million, then he's a genius.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. Chris, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Say hi to our guest. Her name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, you know what I like about Sheila? She remembers the name.
Yeah.
She remembers the listener's name. Karen writes them down because she
hates
the
listener. Oh, I do write them down. I just do.
Karen's an idiot.
Jeff, Joe!
Jeff, you bought a house in the last 2 years?
Yes, sir.
How much?
280.
You know, the other interesting thing is we're getting a pretty good idea of the price range of houses that the listeners are buying here. Household income?
78.
78?
Yeah.
That's still, well, you know what? That's right at that quarter mark. And a lot of people would say that you were smart to buy as much house as you can afford to make the payment on.
Well, the rates were good.
Yep, rates are good, and the interest is low, and that's deductible. So I'd say you're okay, not knowing, again, the rest of about the rest of your life. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, we'll do one more, and then we'll go to Joe Hipperson, who I think is way too young to even be approved to buy anything.
Yeah. You know why Karen writes these names down? She's going to call up and see if they're sex offenders.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, Jerry, I only have first names available.
Hello, Tyler. How are you?
What's up, Frank?
My son's middle name is Tyler. That's a good, solid name.
Well, you and I played golf together.
That's right. Tyler Holt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
I know him.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
What? Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Wow. Holy cow. Isn't this interesting?
Wow.
Yeah.
Is Jay outside getting a little nervous that you and I are talking again?
Again, after all these years.
Boring.
And yes, he is out here.
Okay, Tyler, let's get to what matters here. We played golf a long time ago. I believe you work for somebody that has a company logoed golf balls?
Well, no, actually what happened is I went to, at the time we played, I went to Scotland and played golf and brought you back some golf balls from St. Andrews.
Well, yeah. We're out of balls
and
now.
Towels.
Yeah, go back to Scotland.
And some golf towels, yeah.
Yeah, we need more golf balls.
I haven't bought a home in the last 2 years. I sold one, but I went through a divorce, so I bought a cardboard box.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've heard those stories. They're never pleasant.
Those cost over $10.
No, they're not.
You just called to hit on Sheila, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to let Sheila know I'm still around, Sheila. But
where are you,
Jay?
Where are you now?
Well, I work in Westport.
Oh,
boring!
He's right in the area.
Come visit again.
You can just come walk over here, Tyler.
You can just come visit the office again.
Yeah,
I'm starting to realize why you got divorced. You're a home wrecker.
Now you're figuring it out.
You bet. Thank you, Tyler.
All right,
nice
see you,
to
Frank.
Hear from you. You too. Bye bye. Joe Hipperson's on the way in about a minute. Let's talk about germs and Germex. You familiar with Germex?
I am familiar with Germex.
Let us offer you, Sheila, a complimentary use of... This is private stock. This is reserve. It's like a reserve scotch.
Yeah.
This is for the use exclusively of the people on this show, but today you're one of us, so shoot a little Germex out there.
Too much.
That's okay.
I'm germ-free now.
Pump.
This is a great product. Do you use Germex?
I do.
I believe you.
I do. We use it in the office.
And an office is a great place to use it.
Yeah.
And the other day I went in a public restroom and I realized as I was leaving the things I took, because when you're finished washing your hands, yet then you reach up and touch the handle, unless it's an automatic faucet.
Right.
And you think, who touched that handle last?
And then walking out the door.
Then there's another handle. And then as I walked out, I ran into somebody I knew, and he put out his hand, and I thought, and it's not like we're all Howard Hughes, compulsive, but it is important, and any doctor will tell you that that's how people get sick more than any other way, is the passing of germs, mainly hand-to-hand, touching things other people touch. So that's why there is a Germex, and it is the largest-selling waterless hand sanitizer in the country. And if you're shopping and they don't have it, or they have another product, a similar product, that's all it is similar. It's not Germex. It's okay. It's not bad, but it's not Germex. Germex is made right here in St. Louis. There's good reason to ask for it. And we want you to do that. Ask for it by name. Germex Waterless Hand Sanitizer. This is the day that new stuff comes out on DVD, and this is the guy who knows what it is, what it's about, how to get it, where to get it. He is Hip On Entertainment. He is Joe Hipperson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hi,
Joe.
Thank you, and of course, hello, Sheila.
Hello, Joe.
Hello. All right. First up on New Release Tuesday, let's talk about some cool music releases.
Before you say anything,
yes,
I want to mention something I did because of you.
Really?
And I'm going to say you are absolutely right. You said, I think about a week ago, you said if you only rent or buy one DVD, make it The Incredibles.
Oh, isn't it fun?
I rented The Incredibles. Terry. You got to get this.
Yep. We saw it in the theater. Yeah.
Now you look at me like you look at me like you wouldn't like.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything until you're ready.
All right.
This is one of the most clever, entertaining, just fascinating things I've ever seen in my life. And for those of you who go, cartoon. No. It is unbelievable. So you were right. I put it up thinking, okay. I've seen Shrek, and Shrek's okay. Now, this blows that stuff away.
I know it.
Excellent film.
It really is, and it's just a fun thing to watch, and the whole family can watch it. So thank you for the Incredibles tip.
Well, thank you, Frank. That means the world to me.
You may continue.
Jethro Tull has a new DVD out.
He's on Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah. That's Jethro Bodine.
Yeah.
That's who Ian's named
that's
after.
Right.
Ian
Anderson.
That's right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a concert film from a 1970 Isle of Wight performance. Rush is putting out a CD-DVD box set today of their Chronicles album.
Of his radio show?
No, different Rush.
Okay. Yeah.
And fans of Ozzy Osbourne can rejoice today. He has put out a 4-disc CD box set called The Prince of Darkness. Oh, yeah.
Greetings, my friends. And when I say friends, I mean a little OxyContin tablet.
Oh, man.
Frank Caliendo. Greetings, my friends.
Yeah.
Movies on DVD today. We've got a great selection of movies on DVD for you to choose from. The big release would be the great Johnny Depp drama Finding Neverland.
Hey, that hasn't been
Personally, I think Johnny got robbed at the Oscars. Speaking of getting robbed at the Oscars, Annette Bening did not win for her great performance in Meeting Julia. That movie is also out on DVD today. Here we go. Let me see if I can do this right. Hey!
What's wrong with your voice?
Hey! You can pick up the big screen Flop Fat Albert today.
Hey, okay. Fat Albert.
Was that a good impression?
Dan's voice, yeah.
Oh, okay. Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason, a very fun sequel that didn't really match up to the original, but is still worth at least a rental, is out today. Any fans of the movie Stand By Me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Excellent movie. River Phoenix, Corey Feldman, Jerry O'Connell, Kiefer Sutherland, John Cusack, back when they were very young. This is probably Corey Feldman's best movie. Up until today, you could only get this on a No Thrills, Nothing Special DVD. But today, you can buy the special edition of Stand By Me on DVD. I recommend it for diehard fans of the movie. If you already own this, the only reason to buy the new one, loads of interviews, featurettes, an isolated music score, so you can actually choose to watch the movie, and the only sound you'll hear is the music from the film.
I'm a big fan of River Phoenix and Ricky Lake and Billy Ocean and Albert Brooks.
See what I did there?
See what I did?
How about Johnny Rivers?
Water humor.
Oh, okay. Also out today is a Robin Williams film that we talked about back in October. It's called Final Cut, a futuristic movie about futuristic movie about having microchips in your head for a video montage of your life after you die. Nobody saw it in theaters. I can't see many people picking it up on DVD. TV shows. Lots of TV shows out today. Maybe one of them is your favorite. Have you guys seen the new version of Kojak they have coming out?
Yeah, well, I think...
Bing Rames,
Bing Rames.
And he's just sucking on the lollipop like...
One word. Please. There can only be one Kojak. That would be Telly Savalas. For those of you who agree with me...
Who loves you, baby?
Don't worry about the new version with Bing Rames.
Wait, Jill.
Hold on, Jill.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Who
loves you, baby?
Who loves you?
Great.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, okay, great. For those of you who agree with me that Telly Savalas can only be the one and only Kojak, don't worry about the new version with Bing Rames, because today you can buy the original Kojak Season 1. Also out today, the first seasons of Doogie Howser, M.D.
I love that show.
That show was
good. I like that show.
It was really fun.
And boy, what a career he has now.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. The Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew Mysteries, Season 1.
Those are good.
And I can't understand why anyone would buy this. MTV's Pimp My Ride, Season 1.
Oh.
The second season of Silk Stockings and the third season of The Flintstones are also out today. And last but not least.
What do you mean third season of The Flintstones?
The third season of The Flintstones.
Cartoons?
You mean from like back in the 60s or 70s or whenever it was?
Yeah, I think third season is the one when Bam Bam was born, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta be kidding.
They adopted Bam Bam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he was actually born, though.
Oh, yeah, you write
quick turnaround.
It just would not be a Hip on Entertainment Report if we didn't have any Star Wars news.
Oh, boy.
No, come on. There's a lot of people out there that love this stuff. Trust me.
Do you like it, Sheila? Star Wars?
No. My son-in-law does.
It's okay.
Star Wars fan.
Out on DVD today, you can buy the reissues of Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, and Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. These DVDs have been hard to find lately, so George Lucas is putting them back on shelves so people can get excited for Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Also out with these two movies.
Tell me about it.
Also out with these two movies is the Star Wars Clone Wars Volume 1 on DVD. The Cartoon Network put this show together. Volume 1 is a collection of short cartoons all put together in order to make a one-hour feature film. It picks up where Episode 2 left off. The next season of the Clone Wars can be seen on the Cartoon Network. It kicked off last night. It will lead up to the moments before Episode 3. If you were let down by the Star Wars prequels, I beg you, check out the Clone Wars DVD. It is pure Star Wars fun, just the way you remember it when you were a little kid. That is going to do it for me. Of course, on Thursday, I'm going to hook you up with everything going on around town this weekend. But until then, for the Big 550 KTRS, I am Joe Hipperson. I am hip on entertainment.
Yeah, you are. Thank
you. All right, talk to you guys Thursday.
You got it. He gets it covered.
Yes, he does.
That incredible. Yeah. So I'm telling you, I want you to rant and tell me if you didn't have a great time. You just flat out have a good time. It's hard to explain.
It's superhero.
It's about a superhero
family.
It's all right.
Well, it's a family of superheroes. He and she, husband and wife, are superheroes who are retired and put in like the witness protection program. They're not supposed to use their powers anymore. Mm. And his wife is Elastic Woman or something. And he is, what's he?
He's a Mr. Incredible.
Mr. Incredible, yeah.
And then there's the guy that, the ice guy, what the heck is he? Isn't that Samuel L. Jackson?
I think it is.
Yeah.
It is, Samuel L. Jackson.
The Mr. Incredible looks like Steve Savard.
Yeah.
But they're like big shoulders.
They're just doing office work now. They're in a 9-to-5 job.
And then their kids all have special powers.
Yeah.
Now, if I rent it and come back and say I watched it and I didn't like it, are you still gonna slam me, aren't you?
No. We'll slam you before you.
We'll slam you if you don't.
No, not gonna slam
you. Really?
Okay, I'll just be surprised if you don't like it.
I have never seen one of those things that I've liked.
Did you like Toy Story?
Because
I
have to do
I don't have any kids.
Don't watch it for 20 minutes. Watch the whole thing. If you get 45 minutes into it, you'll be into it. So give it a chance.
Did you like Toy Story?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't think it was funny at all. I didn't think it was clever. I didn't think it was funny.
Wait, hold on. You know what? Don't ruin it.
No. Yeah, if you didn't like Toy Story.
Sometimes we forget how different you are.
Yeah. You know what I saw for the first time last night? Monster.
Dan, do you ever watch anything that adults watch?
No, Monster is Charlize Theron. That's the story of Aileen Wuornos.
Oh,
Monster.
Isn't there a thing called Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah, but I saw Monster last night for the first time. Holy
now,
cow.
I'm going back to what I said before. You and Bugface together watched Incredibles. Because I'll be really surprised if you don't like it. 4:34. Let's check in with Sheila. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying this.
You're having a good time.
I am. This is fun.
Are you relaxed?
Now I am. I was a little nervous at the beginning. This is the big time.
I gave you a little rub down off the air. I think that helped you. it's not, but if you think it's the big time, then we're not going to tell you anything.
We tricked you.
Have you ever had Bandana's Barbecue?
I have. It's good stuff.
It's very good stuff.
I eat the chicken. I'm a chicken.
Oh, I
love the different
chicken.
Sauces.
I love their barbecue chicken because they know how to cook it, and it's actually cooked. I can't stand to cut into or bite into barbecue chicken.
And it's raw.
And juice and pink stuff comes out.
No, it's good.
That's not supposed to happen. This is well done. They know how to barbecue at Bandana's. Down in Springfield, Missouri, if you're ever down that way this spring, you take a little spring break time, you go down by Table Rock. Don't forget, there's now Bandana's down there. There's Columbia. There's
Columbia,
St. Joe.
Missouri.
I'm sorry?
Columbia, Missouri, I've been to also. When my son was there for school.
Oh, that's good.
That's okay. You jump right in.
It just proves
to me that you know what you're talking about. There are 13 in the St. Louis area. What's your second favorite thing of Bandana's? You like fried corn on the cob? Did you try that?
No.
It's good. It's very, very good. How about potato salad?
Potato salad's good.
It's excellent. It's like Southern grandma potato salad. All their side dishes are good. It's Bandana's, for goodness sakes. Smell that smoke.
Hello, Owen Moore here from Credit Card National. Here at Credit Card National, we appreciate long-term relationships. Don't worry if you can't pay off your credit cards. We don't mind receiving a minimum payment. In fact, we prefer it. After all, we take a lot of interest in your financial exploits. A lot of interest. So go out and get that big ticket item and take your time paying it off. At Credit Card National, we've got you covered. For life.
Tired of making the credit card companies rich? Hi, I'm Bob Ellman from Golden Oak Lending. Stop paying all that high interest. Consolidate your debts into one low-interest loan and get it paid off once and for all. You'll save hundreds every month. So stop spinning your wheels with minimum payments. Call Golden Oak Lending today at 567-GOLD. Close your loan with us and get a free Marriott weekend vacation.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blue.
Call 567-G-O-L-D or apply online at goldenoaklending.com.
When you fill up at the gas pump next time, if you think you should pay more, Rick Johnson is your candidate for state senate in the April 5th special election. If you think you didn't pay enough sales tax on your last purchase, then Rick Johnson is your candidate. Even while Missouri lost more jobs than any other state, Johnson was voting for over $1 billion of new job-killing taxes, sales taxes, fuel taxes, car registration taxes, and toll roads. Johnson even supported Governor Holden's $500 million transportation tax, rejected by 82% of Jefferson County voters. Rick Johnson's extreme record in support of higher taxes is bad for our jobs. Fortunately, we have a better choice for our families, Bill Alter. Bill Alter opposes new job-destroying taxes and supports balancing the state budget by rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse. It's Bill Alter's common-sense approach that is right for our jobs and our families. Paid for by the Missouri Republican Party.
Do you suffer from muscle strain? Does the stress and strain of physical activity cause muscle stiffness and soreness? If so, your participation in clinical research is needed. By participating in a research study, you can help advance medical research for muscle pain. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study of an investigational patch for the treatment of muscle pain. To qualify for this study, participants must be 18 years of age or older with muscle strain. Qualified participants not only may aid society by contributing to research development, but may receive compensation up to $400 for time and travel. For information, call Radiant Research at 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's 1-636-CALL-NOW. If you suffer from muscle strain and would like to participate in a clinical research that may help researchers determine the effects of an investigational patch for the treatment of muscle pain, call Radiant Research now at 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's Radiant Research, 1-636, call now.
I'm really behind on my bills. I do own my home, but my credit isn't exactly perfect.
Those high-interest credit cards are ruining me. Is there anything I can do to get out of debt?
We need that loan now. Are we ever going to get our cash?
Tired of playing games? Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999 for the right answer. Yes.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. Even with less than perfect credit, I got the cash I needed.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. I'm saving hundreds of dollars every month.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. We closed in 1 week. Say yes to a loan from American Equity Mortgage, and we'll say yes to you 24 hours a day. 314-878-9999.
American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Got a headache? The relief you need is speeding your way with Advil Liquid Gel.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough headache pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
Advil Liquid Gels are the only leading brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to where you need it. Find out what Liquid Fast Pain Relief can do for you. Advil Liquid Gel.
Liquid Fast.
Advil Strong. Use as directed.
Now till March 31st, it's March Madness Sale at Route 66 Chevrolet. Hi, I'm Jeff Walsh, General Manager, Route 66 Chevrolet in Pacific, Missouri. An 05 Impala that lists for $23,475 is now just $16,200. An 05 Cavalier that lists for $16,650 is now just $10,900. Plus, get an additional $500 rebate for active military on select models. So come into Route 66 Chevrolet Motor Company in Pacific, Missouri for Chevrolet's March Madness Sale. Get your kicks at Route 66 Chevrolet. We're closer than you think. Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
Are you tired of being embarrassed because you can't recall names, dates, and numbers as well as you used to? And what about your children? Are they more intelligent than their grades would indicate? At last, there is good news from Dr. Alexander Schaus and BioPerfect Research Institute. Total Recall is an all-natural supplement for adults and children that contain 54 ingredients that work naturally with your brain to support memory, concentration, and focus. Backed by 20 years of scientific research, Total Recall is the only supplement on the market today that has been clinically tested to increase innate IQ in children, especially if they're lacking certain nutrients because of the way they eat. Total Recall is all natural, it's clinically tested, and it works. Whether you're a busy professional, a concerned parent, or an active senior, call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial.
Call 1-800-300-7816 and ask how you can receive the adult formula absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-7816. That's 1-800-300-7816.
441 at the Big 550, a check on traffic for you, sponsored by the St. Louis Cardinals. Get ready for Cardinal baseball and the final season at Busch. Party room, suites, or picnic seating can be yours by calling 425-0600. For the seats and the games you want most, call now, 425-0600. Westbound 70 between Air Flight at the airport and Natural Bridge Road, an accident that's been cleared, but traffic is backed up to the Innerbelt. Eastbound 70 ramp to Mid Rivers Mall Drive, a stalled vehicle in the right lane is partially blocked. Southbound 55 at Loughborough, a stalled vehicle on the ramp, that one's partially blocking. Eastbound 270 ramp to south and northbound Riverview closed for an accident investigation. Southbound 170 at 4061, an accident's been cleared, but traffic is stacked back to the Club Tower. Westbound 44 on the ramp to Gravois, a stalled vehicle, and that one is partially blocking the ramp. Otherwise, traffic running heavy on 40 in the same areas, and the lineups occur downtown approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Men's Warehouse has made renting tuxedos for weddings easier than ever. Order, pick up, and return at over 500 locations nationwide. Call 1-800-776-SUIT for the store nearest you.
Covered almond out of my teeth.
Good stuff.
Hard to do. Our guest is Sheila Schuchart. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What would you say to people who are listening who've never gotten to be in a studio and after over an hour, well, almost an hour, I take that back, just general observations so far? What would you, and just be open about it. You can't hurt our feelings. Any disappointments?
I was a little nervous, but you have all made me feel very comfortable.
Well, good.
So it's like being one of the party here.
Well, I think you learned, as many guests have, that once you are no longer restricted to clothing,
yeah.
That you are more comfortable.
Right. Is that why I have the goosebumps?
That's exactly why.
Well, we like to turn the air on a little bit.
We're going to go back to the phones here, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. On sort of a serious note, since we do have some school kids listening, let me just give you a little advice. Let's try to put an end, and you can be a big part of it, let's try to put an end to making fun of kids at school. Because in almost every one of these shooting cases, these are kids that people made fun of. And one day they just blow. And they've had enough. And that's not to say that, you know, they had any right to do that, but there really is nothing to be gained by making fun of people. There's just not. And I know that when you're a kid, you don't really understand how big a deal that is or how hurtful it is or how what it's like to dread going to school every day. You know, thank goodness when people grow up, not all people, but when most people grow up, they don't, in front of coworkers at work, make fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
You try not to do that. And that's one of the differences. If you want to be mature and be thought of as grown up, here's a way to do it. It's not by smoking. It's not by drinking. It's not by cursing. Those things don't make you seem grown up. They just make you seem stupid and like you're trying to be grown up. If you want to be grown up, then act like a grown up and stop making fun of kids who are in some way less fortunate than you are or different than you are.
be an adult and make fun of them behind their back, like
we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But seriously, when you do that, I don't think you realize how many kids there are who go home crying every day, and they wake up with a stomach ache, and they dread going to school because they know they're going to be made fun of because they're too skinny or too fat, or because they have crooked teeth, or they stammer, or whatever it is. So how about let's, I'm not going to try to change your music or the way you dress, but I would like to just suggest that you knock that off. And that's not to say that if people hadn't made fun of this kid, that he wouldn't have done this anyway. He's obviously was deranged and not right. But again, it doesn't help anything. It doesn't solve anything. You haven't accomplished anything. And if you think that you look like a big deal in front of your friends, you don't. They're just too cowardly to tell you what they really think about you, so they join in because people are, they're weak, and they don't ever want to stand up and say, hey, you know what, that's not funny, because then you look like the nerd. Well, be the nerd, and you'll be surprised how many other kids then are also nerds because they're followers. That's it. Don't make fun of people. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Let's go to Justin. Hello, Justin. How are you?
Hello, Frank.
Say hi to our guest, Sheila.
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Justin.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Justin.
Oh,
nice. Slap in the
that
face,
happens,
Karen.
Really.
Looks like Sheila's got the power.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
she does.
What can we do for you there, Justin?
Well, I was calling in about the buying a house thing, but first I want to, like, resoundingly agree with you on what you were just talking about making fun about the kids.
Okay.
Because I've got an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old, and my daughter, who's 11, is very, very sensitive. You know, but there's nothing wrong with her. She's a pretty girl, and she's, you know, she's got friends and stuff like that. But if, you know, anyone makes fun of her, it really, really bugs her. And I hate that, and you feel so helpless.
Mm-hmm. And what would they make fun of her about?
Well, I'm a single parent, and sometimes they kind of make fun of that, you know, their mom's not around.
But in this day and age, there are a lot of kids that have single parents.
I know, but she just takes it very hard.
Well, here's the other thing, and it's unfortunate that you can't sit kids down and have them really believe you when you tell them, this is nothing for you to even pay any attention to.
Yeah.
Because when you're a kid, you pay attention to everything everybody says about you. You
oh,
really
yeah.
do.
And of course I try, you know, but, you know, still it's the pressure from school, you know,
yep.
stuff like that.
Yep. So you bought a house in the last couple of years?
Yes. Matter of fact, about a month ago.
How much?
About $90,000.
You know, this is kind of fun being able to ask people what they pay for their house. I mean, you know, in any other circumstance, you can't go, hey, how much money do you make?
Yeah.
How much does your house cost?
You can always go to the Internet and find this stuff out, you know.
I don't think so.
Really?
No. How can we go and pull you up on the Internet and find out what you make and how much you paid for your house?
I don't know about how much I make, but as far as paying for the house, I mean, I had a buyer's agent when I bought this house.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me exactly, you know, like how many times the... Previous
No. Anybody can find out what the house was sold for, how much it was sold
for. Right, it's printed in the paper, too.
But they don't necessarily put, in every case, who bought it. But how much was your household income?
About $35,000.
You're okay. You're at the one-third mark. That's lower than the...
And by the way, I work primarily for...
No, wait, hold it. Your yearly household income is 30?
About 35,000.
And you're at a third. You're over the fourth gross, so you're a little high on the rule of thumb. But if you don't have a lot of other debt, you're probably...
Oh, I have no other debt.
Well, then there's where you got to prove for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the car is paid for, no credit cards to speak of.
And the other thing we're not factoring in is what you put down on the house.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there's nothing down.
Wow. Good for you. Because a lot of people would tell you that's the way to do it. Put as little cash into it as you can. And just make the biggest payments you can and watch it appreciate, and then turn around and sell it one day for twice that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the former house that I have, I actually just moved down the street. I live on the same street. But the other house I had, I bought 12 years ago for like $48,000, and today it appraises at $100,000.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Justin, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Take it easy. We have, is this a joke or is this for
no,
real?
No, it's for real.
John, you're a sex offender?
Yes. Yes, it's not a joke. And, yeah, isn't that kind of crazy? I mean, I wonder how many people out there are AM and the PM that are sex offenders also.
Well, probably more than we realize.
Possibly.
But it takes,
yeah, you know, I mean, I just, you know.
But it takes a very different kind of person to be able to call and admit it.
Yeah, and I did want to preface a few comments I wanted to make with that statement there, that it's difficult for me to call and say, yeah, this, you know, I
What was your offense?
Well, my offense is exhibitionism. That's, you know, they cite you with indecent exposure, and I have never been informed that I'm required to register as a sex offender. My charges were misdemeanors, and I've never been informed to do that. I never have.
Maybe you don't have to.
Yeah.
With what you were charged with.
And that's fine by me, but, you know, I did go through quite a bit of this, you know, similar therapy, and the professional that I saw that was, the lady was incredible. I mean, she was in your head. She knew everything that was going on. You couldn't pull the wool over her eyes or fool her.
Let me ask you a question real quick here, so we don't have a lot of time. You feel or felt compelled to expose yourself?
Yeah, and that's, you know, Karen had commented earlier, and she's absolutely correct that us people can't be cured, but it's no more than an alcoholic is never going to have the urge to drink again, or a smoker the desire for a cigarette. And I mean, it's insane. I've been, if you want to use the expression, clean for better than 10 years.
So you haven't exposed yourself for 10 years?
No.
But that doesn't mean you don't think about it.
No, I definitely. Yeah, but there's a huge stigma attached to sexual deviancy, and we don't have public information programs that encourage people to go get help. Like, you know, you're suffering from depression, and that's normal, and come here and see us, or you're an alcoholic, and you can't walk in somewhere and say, you know, listen, well, I just got out of jail, and I'm in an alcohol rehab program, and I'm getting over this. And, you know, some people welcome you with open arms. Oh, that's wonderful. You're trying to make a fresh start. You know, I mean, you come in and tell them, well, I'm a sex offender and looking for a job. You know, it makes it difficult.
You are absolutely right about that. Yeah, really is.
And there are different levels of sex offender. You never raped any kids.
There definitely are. And that's, you know, I mean, I have children today. I mean, a 5- and a 7-year-old. You know, the thought, I've discussed this with people before, well, what would happen if that happened to your kids? And, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's an awful, horrible thought. But
Did you expose yourself to kids or adults? Or
no,
it was
people of my age group.
Yeah. And you still have the urge, but you, like you said, an alcoholic.
Well, I wouldn't, you know, I mean, I would equate it to, you know, other addictions or people with addictive personalities, that the more time goes by, you know, the more you move on with life, the freer you are from the problem that you had.
And how old are you?
36.
And what is the thrill? I mean, what happens to you? You get excited?
Oh, goodness. No, it's actually not a thrill. I mean, it's a cycle of, you know, going up and down of, you know, emotional difficulties with, you know, you might get depressed about something, and then you get angry, and then you move on to, you know, a different stage where you get beyond the anger, and then you just, there's an urge to act out.
But you never hurt anybody. You're not a pedophile.
No, I'm definitely not a pedophile.
Okay. And again, there are levels of this stuff, and I don't think it'd be fair to put you in a category. When people say sex offender, you're not in the category with a child rapist.
You know, and I certainly don't want to put myself in that category either, but I'm ready and willing to put myself in the same category of how the problem relates to it being a mental disease or a problem, and the ability to get over it or to not do that, to not act on the urge. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, getting help and moving on in life, and not acting on the urge that one may have. And believe me, there's plenty of sex offenders out there, you know, whether they're pedophiles or rapists, that are able to move on in society and move on in life, and, you know, overcome the ability to act on that urge until they're 6 feet under.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, John.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck. A lot of guts.
Yeah, it did.
Because I'm sure there could be some people who recognized him, who maybe worked with him or something. This is Shelley. Hello, Shelley.
I have a very lighthearted comment in light of what you've just been talking about.
We'll take it.
I tuned in kind of late. I tuned in the middle of the conversation about The Incredibles.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen, I love you, but I have to say that, have you seen Sling Blade yet?
Oh.
No.
No, part of it.
No, you haven't seen it.
The reason why I say that is when Terry asked if you guys would give him trouble if he watched it and didn't like it, Karen, you said, no, we'll only do that if you don't watch it.
Yeah.
You need to see Sling Blade.
I can't, Shelley. These guys have wrecked
go,
it for
Shelley.
Me.
No, we have not wrecked it for you.
Oh, you have. I watched like 15, 20 minutes of it, and I couldn't even take it serious. All I could think of was Frank and Terry being Carl. I mean, I just can't.
No, she doesn't like the tables turned on.
No.
Well, she didn't like it because she hates retarded people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Keep turning the tables. Yeah. Keep turning the screws, Shelly.
Shelly, we got to run, but thank you so much. What a great call. Anybody that wants to call and hammer her for not watching Sling Blade.
Lines are open.
She's our kind of person. Thank you, Shelly.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. She's got a good point.
Yeah.
Got you there. All right, now we're behind, aren't we? I know we are.
Yeah.
Arnold Stove and Fireplace. Sheila, do you have a stove or fireplace? I don't mean a cook stove.
We have a fireplace, and it's electric.
It's electric?
Oh, it's gas. Now we just put the switch in it.
Well, gas and electric are two different things. Is it gas or is it electric?
It's electric. It's electric. It's electric now. It was natural, but...
No, wait a minute.
It's gas. Sorry.
I'm going to call everybody. Sheila's blonde. Sheila is a blonde. Yeah.
Off the air, we'll show you
the difference between gas and electric.
It's gas. It's a gas fireplace. I'm just the switch. We do use it a lot. It's in our lower level, and we use it.
Do you use it for romantic purposes ever?
Sure.
That means no. She has.
Her husband hesitated. Her husband's out here.
No. We did romantic, and we, you know, the candles and the wine, and
your husband comes home.
Yeah, he breaks it up.
Arnold Stove and Fireplace, if there's something missing in your house, that may be what it is a fireplace that you actually use and enjoy, or a stove, electric, gas, wood burning, whatever. And there really is such a thing as an electric fireplace. It's not gas or wood burning. This is the place, Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center. Say hi to the Moss brothers, identical twins, Norm and Ron Moss. They're down in Arnold at 141 and Interstate 55 on Big Bill Road. Ask to meet Big Bill. When you're in there, just say, is Big Bill busy?
He's not usually there, though.
He's not there a lot. But, buddy, when he's there, he's worth meeting.
He has a road named after
him. Oh, he's pretty impressive, Big Bill. Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center.
E-L-A-Y. Illinois Lottery. Have a ball. Play. Play big.
Play small.
Play to the moment.
E-L-A-Y.
Yeah. Play for today. Play for tomorrow.
Play together.
Play when you need to smile. Play for the rush. Play when you need to smile.
Play because you can't remember the last time you did.
Illinois Lottery, have a ball.
Play because you don't get a recess.
E-L-A-Y. Play because it's a four-letter word you don't use.
Play because you deserve it.
Play when you need to smile. Play for the rush.
E-L-A-Y. Illinois Lottery, have a ball.
No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery. Have fun, play responsibly.
458 at the Big 550, a quick check on traffic. Westbound 70 between the airport and Natural Bridge, an accident's been cleared away. Traffic still backed up at last check to 170. Eastbound 70 ramp to Mid Rivers Mall Drive, a stalled vehicle, right turn lane partially blocked. Southbound 55 at Loughborough, stalled vehicle on the ramp, that one also partially blocking. Eastbound 270 ramp to south and northbound Riverview remains closed for accident investigation work. And downtown, the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are lining up. I'm Karen Vale for the Big 550, KTRS.
Let's go!
The word is out. At Dodge, we've added over a million proud new owners.
Our Grand Caravan's got stow-and-go seating for me and lots of in-floor storage for him.
Nice, Dad. Real nice.
The Caravan is America's best-selling minivan, and I got 0% financing.
Join us during the Dodge Spring Sales Event to get the most award-winning lineup in our history. Get 0% APR financing plus a $1,000 March bonus cash allowance or a no-extra-charge DVD on Grand Caravan when you finance through Chrysler Financial at participating dealers. Plus, grab Dodge's 770 powertrain limited warranty.
I got the Caravan I wanted, and the kids got the DVD player.
It's got a 5-star government side crash test rating.
Join the millions. Log on to Dodge.com/Spring Event and see what the buzz is all about.
Dodge Caravan's got two rows of fold-into-the-floor stow-and-go seats.
And the bonus cash.
Financing and bonus cash for qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Dealer contribution may affect final costs. At participating dealers only. See dealer for a copy of this limited warranty. Transferable to a second owner with a fee. A deductible applies.
Are crabgrass and weeds taking over your lawn? Eliminate them now. Call Spectrum Lawn and Tree Care today. Professional people, professional products, professional results. Spectrum Lawn and Tree Care, 636-379-8811.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross. It is now a matter of waiting for either Terri Schiavo to die or a court to stop it. The first judge to get the case after Congress forced it back to the court said that the feeding tube will not be put back in. Now it's going to the Court of Appeals with Schiavo's mother, Mary Schindler, issuing this plea outside her daughter's hospice.
I'm begging you, don't let my daughter die of thirst.
Also outside the hospice in Pinellas Park, Florida, ABC's Andrew Colton, who's with us live. What's it like there, Andrew?
Gil, there is some expectation here that the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals will make a ruling tonight, presumably either ordering Terri Schiavo's feeding tube reconnected or upholding the decision issued by that federal judge here this morning, saying the feeding tube stays out. Whatever the decision, safe bet, it will be appealed by the losing side to the U.S. Supreme Court. If he loses, Michael Schiavo is asked for 8 hours to appeal before his wife's feeding tube is reconnected. Gil?
ABC's Andrew Colton live outside Terri Schiavo's hospice. This is the sound of Ojibwa healer Herb Sam outside the state capitol in St. Paul, Minnesota, praying for healing after a teenager in a reservation killed 9 people and then himself in Red Lake. Over in Bemidji, ER nursing director Tim Hall at North County Regional Hospital tells us about the injured.
We had a couple of head injuries, close range. The shooter was intent on something. Is that telling me? I think there was an intent to kill.
Jeff Weiss may well be the person who left messages on a Nazi website last year saying though he was a Native American, he admired Hitler. Barry Bonds, suspected by some of using steroids, says he may sit out this entire baseball season because of knee surgery. Bonds also attacked reporters saying, "You finally brought me and my family down, so now go pick a different person." Two men who held a teenage girl hostage for 6 hours in New Brunswick, New Jersey, have surrendered now. The 14-year-old they held seems okay. ABC Money Scope, the Dow falls 95 points, NASDAQ down 18. You're listening to ABC News.
As a small business owner, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once. Buying items you need for your business, while at the same time buying items you need for your home. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low cost on items for your home as you do on items for your business. You've got a lot going on. Count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use if directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
It is 5:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Backers and opponents of St. Louis County's proposed smoking ban have taken their case to the Council's Justice and Health Committee. Here is St. Louis Regulatory Compliance Director Fred Stuckel says the proposal could cause hundreds of job losses at Harrah's in Maryland Heights and the loss of millions of dollars in tax revenue.
I am confident that these jobs and tax revenues would be lost to St. Charles and other jurisdictions do not enforce such a ban.
However, Dr. Jim Rapace of GASP, the Group Against Smoking Pollution, disagrees. He says tobacco smoke is dangerous.
Inhaling of tobacco smoke, if you're a smoker, causes more than 23 diseases, about 14 different kinds of cancer, ranging from lung cancer to cancer of the blood.
Kirkwood Mayor Mike Swoboda and Baldwin Alderman Charlie Gatton spoke for the smoking ban. However, the Independent Restaurant and Tavern Owners Association of St. Louis and the Maryland Heights Chamber of Commerce spoke against it. Today was only for the groups and organizations as well as cities. The general public will be allowed to testify in April. Families of residents at Bellefonte Rehabilitation Center held a prayer vigil today, and they called on Governor Blunt to reverse his proposal to close the facility.
I actually fear for his life if he's moved. It would be that traumatic for him.
This is Steve Klotz from the Central West End. Mary Vitale's brother has been at Bell Fountain for 42 years. She says the cases of reported abuse at the facility are isolated.
If it was a nightmarish, a never-ending nightmarish existence, residents, my brother would not be there.
Vitale says her brother and the other 341 residents lead full active lives due to the staff and services at the facility.
Family members lit 342 candles during the prayer vigil, one for each resident. Blunt wants to close the center by July the 1st. He cites numerous allegations of abuse. A new study on the Metro East healthcare industry shows the exodus of doctors is having a profound impact, but the industry can recover if the medical malpractice issue is addressed. Southern Illinois Leadership Council President Jim Pennekamp hopes the council commission study sends a message to state leaders all the way up to Chicago.
Because Chicago really moves the state, and that's where the leadership is. So we hope that this information is more ammunition in their arsenal to indeed pursue a solution, which will require getting all the parties together.
According to the study, healthcare is the Metro East's largest employer, but its growth is lagging behind the rest of the region and the nation. Illinois Congressman John Shimkus is recuperating after heart surgery. The Collinsville Republican is expected to make a full recovery. And a member of Governor Ashcroft's administration has been appointed to direct the Missouri Department of Labor and Industrial Relations. Governor Blunt today appointing Tom Deichle to the job. He'll have to be confirmed by the Senate. On Wall Street, the Dow finishing the day down 95, NASDAQ down 18, and the S&P down 12. Right now, our current temperature in St. Louis is 39 degrees. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News, and at 5:06, you're up to date. Karen Vail now has traffic from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Karen?
Thank you, Brian. Traffic sponsored by the makers of Purell. It's a germy world out there, so when there's no soap and water, reach for Purell. You can touch and then Purell. Eastbound 270 ramp to south and northbound Riverview closed for accident investigation work. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, a slowdown. Eastbound 40 running slow between McKnight and Laclede Station. Over on southbound 270 between Ladue and Manchester, a slowdown. Eastbound 270 between McDonald Boulevard and 170, heavy traffic. Southbound 170 between the Club Tower and 40, heavy traffic. That's due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 70 between Salisbury and 6th Street, heavy traffic. And eastbound 40 between Market and 20th and the Poplar Street Bridge, a big slowdown. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
With today's cars, trucks, and vans more expensive than ever before, you need to make your vehicle last longer than ever before. If your vehicle's engine or transmission is dying, don't sell it. Replace the engine or transmission for much less with the help of the experts at Shreve's Engine Rebuilders. Shreve's has been the Midwest's largest retailer of remanufactured engines and components since 1958. They've served over 60,000 satisfied customers. Shreve's has three convenient locations, including their newest location on Veterans Memorial Parkway between Highway 94 and Zumbel in St. Charles. Ask about free towing. So if your engine or transmission is dying, don't replace the vehicle. Replace the engine or transmission with the help of Shreve's. For the location nearest you, call Shreve's at 314-421-5522. That's 421-5522. Or toll free at 1-888-421-5585. Shreve's Engine Rebuilders, setting the standard since 1958.
We're talking with Felicia Stoller, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and the mother of two growing children.
Like all parents, it's hard getting my kids to drink milk. Since flavored milk makes it taste better, I compared the nutrition-enriched chocolate Ovaltine to Nesquik powder. Ovaltine has a lot more vitamins and minerals than Nesquik, and when my daughter said, "This is great, I love Ovaltine," that's all I needed. I feel good knowing my kids are getting nutrients they need and great taste. You don't have to be a nutritionist to know, rich chocolate Ovaltine makes milk better.
More Ovaltine, please!
You'll see a lot of highway work zones in Missouri this season, all part of a major improvement project to make your roads smoother, safer, sooner. Keeping these zones safe is a full-time job, and we need your help. Over 80% of those injured in a work zone are motorists, just like you. So please obey the warning signs and always stay alert. Remember, when it comes to work zone safety, the difference is you. Drive smart. A message from MoDOT and members of the Laborers Union of Missouri.
Hello, Owen Moore here from Credit Card National. So, you're concerned about that payment you overlooked last month. Trust me, it's really not a problem. So your 0% interest rate jumped just a teensy bit to 28%. Really, pay no attention. So you miss a payment here or there. Relax. We're here for you. We'll always be here. In fact, no matter how many payments you miss, we're not going anywhere. We may even start making house calls. Name another company that cares so much.
Tired of making the credit card companies rich? I'm Steve Flowers from Golden Oak Lending. Stop paying all that high interest. Consolidate your debts into one low interest loan, lower your house payment, and save hundreds every month. Call Golden Oak Lending today at 567-GOLD. Close your loan with us and get a free Marriott weekend vacation.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Call 567-GOLD or apply online at goldenoaklending.com.
Do you suffer from muscle strain? Does the stress and strain of physical activity cause muscle stiffness and soreness? If so, your participation in clinical research is needed. By participating in a research study, you can help advance medical research for muscle pain. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study of an investigational patch for the treatment of muscle pain. To qualify for this study, participants must be 18 years of age or older with muscle strain. Qualified participants not only may aid society by contributing to research development, but may receive compensation up to $400 for time and travel. For information, call Radiant Research at 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's 1-636-CALL-NOW. If you suffer from muscle strain and would like to participate in a clinical research that may help researchers determine the effects of an investigational patch for the treatment of muscle pain, call Radiant Research now at 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's 1-636-CALL-NOW. That's Radiant Research 1-636. Call now.
The season kicks off at Six Flags St. Louis starting March 25th. Get double rides, double games, double fun. Go to sixflags.com for details. Six Flags St. Louis. It's playtime.
FM.
There's no fun left on.
FM.
Oh, we're full of chips and we're full of chicks. And we think you'll get lots of
lemon pledge and meat sauce.
From yeah.
Huh?
And up, we're about to get Pinion Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 22nd edition of Pinion's Playhouse. The Playhouse today is brought to you by Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths. And they've got a big kitchen seminar coming up a week from tomorrow night. So we're going to tell you all about it. And then the Wednesday following that, April 6th, is another bath seminar. So we'll give you the kitchen details after we get into the Playhouse. And before we get into the Playhouse, we have to do a round of introductions, including our Tuesday guest, who so far has been no trouble. That could change. Control board operator is Eon the Peon. He'd like to say hi to his sponsor.
I'd like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at 1-800-203-8384. Because they make my presence possible, and hello to the chick.
I noticed Sheila. She knew the phone number. That's impressive.
Oh, that's good.
That is impressive. Karen Vail wants to say hi to somebody.
Well, I want to say hi to everyone, and a special hello to Dr. Robert Crabtree.
Free medical.
Free, no, nope, but he's
free gynecological services.
Free pap test.
Very AM in the PM.
What the hell is this crap?
Crabs, not crab.
Crabtree. Dentist, in fact.
Free dental work.
Oh, yeah.
I'll mention you if you'll do our teeth.
No?
That's illegal, too. Yeah. Call the SDC. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how are you?
I am great. Hello, everybody.
He Behemoth in charge of security. Had to guard all the specialty gifts brought by our guest. She and her husband are in that business. Brad Boy's here.
Steve.
Terry Daly's here.
Hello, everybody.
Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Steve, the conductor, how you doing?
Wow, now that's a different look.
Yeah. What he sees, he's got a hat on, but what color?
Green.
Green hat,
yeah. Let's hear it for Bruce Limpurst in the all. Oh, wait, hold it. Hold it.
What happened?
Our guest.
Oh.
I forgot our guest.
Yeah, you
Sheila Shuchart, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
No.
I want to say hi to my husband and my son and Matthew and Heather and Brant and my mom, Bernadette.
Hey, no. Frank, punch
no.
up there. Line one real quick. He just wanted to say something real quick because he's at work.
Is this Matt?
Yes.
Matt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
You just interrupted the flow of the Playhouse.
I'm sorry, but it was the only chance I could get to say hi to my mom while she was...
Hi, Matthew.
Oh, what a good boy.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you, too. Oh, you're talking to Matt?
My baby. That's my baby.
He's just trying to stay in the will.
I love you. He's in the will.
Well, Matt, this is, for most of us, very boring, but it's nice. It's very nice.
Well,
you're a good son.
As long as my mom's having a good time.
This is so much fun.
Well, good.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye. Be careful coming home.
Bye.
Oh, just like a mom.
Oh, yeah.
Matt has disrupted the flow.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to do?
I think I was about to introduce Bruce Limpers in the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah, there it is. We're back.
He's
a good kid. He's a really good son.
Is he calling from prison?
Phone hours.
Not this.
That's why he had to go.
Yeah, he had to go. I can talk to him.
No, he works for Pasta House.
Sure he does. The warden says, "I've only got a minute." What does he do at Pasta House?
He's an assistant manager.
You know what? He may want to meet Dan Strauss because Dan was assistant manager at Sambo's restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember Sambo's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we went there on a date. I went with my husband on one of our dates.
A date to Sambo's?
Oh, my goodness.
Was
big spender.
Date.
With the service guy.
Hey, big spender.
Yeah.
Did you go to the one where Dan was assistant manager? Where was your restaurant?
West Florissant.
Is that where you went?
No.
In Delwood.
No. This is near in Overland, near that area.
Mm.
No. Wow.
Well, you can't go back for an anniversary visit because it's not. Yeah. The same thing happened to you.
That's
happened
okay.
To me. Our
Where'd
first date was Kirkwood Cinema, and they closed it.
Well.
And it doesn't exist anymore.
It's okay.
And, yeah, I can see where you're not bummed out about Sambo's.
No, I'm not upset over that
being
one.
Open. Our playhouse is brought to you by Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. How old is your home?
Our home is close to 30 years old. We've only been there since 91, but it's close
How's
to 30.
How's the kitchen? Dated?
Not at the moment. It's in renovation. I haven't had a kitchen for 8 weeks.
Well, you should have listened to us. You've been without a kitchen.
It's my only mistake.
Well, I like the fact that you know. Let me tell you something.
But I'm real happy with who did my kitchen.
Well, but Callier and Thompson did our kitchen, and it was gutted and everything floor to ceiling, wall to wall, and we had a functioning kitchen in 3 weeks. You've been down 8 weeks. That's
I haven't had to cook. It's okay.
Well, my wife has never cooked in her life. It's still not okay to be without a kitchen for that long. That's too long. Callier and Thompson, they're going to have a seminar a week from tomorrow night, and people like Sheila should have gone to this seminar because what it is an opportunity for you to hear from some of the best in the business what you should consider when you remodel your kitchen. Now, this is whether you hire them or not. There's no pressure at these seminars. You're going to learn a lot. You can ask a lot of questions, and when you walk away, after 3 hours, you're going to know more than most people ever know about remodeling a kitchen and what to look for and how to do it right and how to look for whoever it is you're going to hire, whether it's Callier & Thompson or somebody else. It's a week from tomorrow night, Wednesday, March 30th, 6 to 9 p.m., and it's at their Manchester location, which is 14180 Manchester Road. Now, here's what happens. You pre-register with a $10 fee, but you get that back at the door. That's just so they know how many people are coming. And they only want about 40 people. They'll cut it off there because they want it to be very intimate, very much an opportunity for you to ask questions and get up close and personal and learn everything that you need to learn because it's a big deal. You don't want to be down 8 weeks without a kitchen. Unless you're doing a huge monster double kitchen project or something. So pre-registration, $10, refunded at the door. They will serve refreshments. And you're out by 9 o'clock, 6 to 9. Here's the number to call, the magic number, 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. And have fun, and you will. It is fun, and you'll learn a lot, and they always fill up. And then a week after that, we'll tell you about their bath seminar they're going to have, Callier & Thompson.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment because we didn't have time to do it earlier. Starring, of course, Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpers and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456, Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hey, Bill.
Hey,
Bill. I got to punch the button there. Bill, say hi to our guest, Sheila.
Hello, Sheila. How are you?
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, Bill, come on,
Bill.
Young man.
Sorry about that. Embarrassing.
Yesterday, Michael Jackson arrived late to court again to his trial, but the judge apparently took no action against the pop star. Jackson was also seen trembling and crying in the courtroom yesterday.
Poor Michael.
And it's obvious why Michael was upset. Apparently, he heard something about a Sweet 16, and of course, he's stuck in court for the next few weeks.
That's a good one.
Hear about this? Some guy was busted at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport on the tarmac for driving a supply vehicle drunk. Apparently, the guy had been spending too much time in the pilot's lounge.
A drunken pilot.
If you're California dreaming, you might want to think again. A recent poll found a growing number of Los Angeles residents are, quote, stunningly unhappy with their quality of life. Of course, the traffic problems and housing costs are so bad. One-third of Los Angeles residents say they plan to move out of California within the next 5 years. Of course, keep in mind that'll be offset by the 10 million people moving in from Mexico. And Pat O'Brien, you mentioned this earlier, says he will voluntarily check into rehab to try and deal with his drinking problem. Or as he put it, I have a really bad case of Billy Joel disease. Drunk humor, that's always good. And finally, this.
Come on, Miller.
Well, gas prices, as you've noticed, of course, have risen 13 cents in the past 2 weeks.
What?
In fact, gas is getting so expensive now Billy Joel has to crash his bicycle.
Billy Joel.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by our good friends at McLeod Cab. McLeod Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from rainy downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
All right,
bye, Bill.
Sheila's doing that thing that makes me nervous. She's staring at me a lot.
She loves you.
Well, maybe she does.
Oh.
Can't help it.
You know, I just made up a joke about Billy Joel just now.
Oh, really?
That I think the reason that he checked himself in was he read an article that if you go too long without rehab and without help, your eyes bug out.
Oh.
Too late!
I just made one up, too.
Oh.
What? Never mind. It has to do with his initials, BJ.
It has nothing, yeah.
Well, share it with us.
Well, no.
Can't do it.
Listen to this story. This is really very bizarre, and it's true. It's a guy's 30 years old. He's over in Russia. I am not making this up. This guy, the doctors over there, removed his penis. He had a 2.5-inch penis. Go ahead, Terry. Lucky. Go ahead and say it.
I always got to say Lucky.
They removed
it. Reduction surgery?
And no, they attached it to his arm.
Oh.
Now you're talking.
And on his arm, it was able to grow and get new arm tissue, and it grew to 6.5 inches. And then they removed it from his arm and sewed it back in his groin area. It was an 11-hour surgery.
Oh. So every time a good-looking girl walked by, he'd smack the guy sitting next to him?
Yeah. Well, that's before he had it removed and put back. Oh, but the surgeon says he will be able to function normally and that no woman will ever be able to tell that he had anything done. Now, what is that all about? I know that I've heard of other surgeries where they'll put some...
I take your nose. People who have a nose and ears, and they plastic grow surgery? It on your neck or something.
Or your chest or your stomach.
Forearms.
Well, my question is, why didn't they let it keep growing?
Hold on. Stop right here. Stop. Peon just had something kind of humorous. What was it again?
Well, it grew from the forearm skin.
That's good, Peon.
Not bad for you, Peon. Wow. Not bad for big
I don't know why
kid.
They stopped, though, at 6 or 6.5 inches. Well, I mean, if they had the opportunity, why not?
Had it been me, I would have removed the whole arm and put it in there.
That's now you got something.
With fingers?
That's when you start taking
with
steroids.
Fingers.
Yeah.
Magic fingers.
Talk about your French tickler.
Yeah.
Look at that.
30 years old.
That had to be an odd thing, on the arm.
How long did it take for it to grow?
They don't say. They don't say how long it was on his arm.
And it wouldn't perform like it normally did when it was down there, would it?
I don't know that. Why not? It might.
Like if a good-looking girl walked by.
It might jump up off your arm a little bit. We don't know. They don't go into those details. I wish they would.
It would be a lot funnier.
But they don't.
I doubt it.
Going to the bathroom, though. Hang your arm in the toilet.
I think you go to the bathroom.
So you can walk in and you get your arm in the urinal.
Yeah. You roll up your sleeve.
Roll up your sleeve and then sling your hand.
Oh, man.
Well, you got your crotch pointed to the guy right next to you.
How you doing, buddy?
There is a chewing gum that has been introduced in Japan that the makers say if women chew this gum, they can enhance the size and the shape and the tone of their breasts.
Oh, we could just grow them on our arms, too.
Yeah. Mm. Now you're talking. Let's dance. They say that it's called bust-up gum. And if you chew it 3 or 4 times a day, it improves circulation. Did you sniff in the microphone?
No, I'm just laughing. I'm finding this humorous.
What, this show?
You're the one.
They say if you chew it 3 or 4 times a day, it improves circulation, it reduces stress, fights aging, and increases your bust size.
Has Jerry been chewing this?
Oh, that's good. It releases compounds contained in an extract from a plant called Puraria mirifica.
Ew, that sounds dirty.
Yes, it does. It keeps the muscle tissue in good order. Puraria mirifica, also known as Kwaokua, is a species found in Thailand and Burma. It has been used for a long, long time by the indigenous hill tribe people as a traditional medicine. And they say that when it's put in the gum and you chew it, you can, wow, you can enhance breast size by 80%.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It also has a beneficial effect on the skin, the hair, as well as the breasts. It comes in rose flavor and is so popular that they're selling it now even in convenience stores. So there you go, ladies. Go to Japan, get some bust-up gum. I'll save this story. This is the story of this out-of-control airline passenger, and the other passengers killed him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a flight to New York. Let's go ahead and do it. It was, they removed him from American Airlines flight at Kennedy Airport this past week. This guy, 48 years old, stood up in his seat from L.A. to New York and started demanding more beer. And the flight attendants asked him to wait until they got back to his row, and he continued to stand in his seat. He got belligerent and loud, and they told him they wouldn't serve him any more alcohol. They tried to calm him down. He pushes one of the flight attendants aside, knocks her down, and some of the male passengers restrained him and I guess jumped on him and sat on him, and when they got ready to get him up, he was dead.
Yeah. Whoa.
So there's a lesson. Let's not be standing on your seat yelling for more beer. What have we always told you about nutritional and medical stuff in the news when they say this is good for you, this is bad? We've always told you if you wait long enough, it'll reverse. They've just completed a huge piece of research.
Cigarettes are good for you.
No, but they did a very comprehensive analysis of low-sugar cereals. They took 6 major brands of regular sweetened cereal and the low-sugared cereals, and they said there was absolutely no more nutritional value to the sugar-free or low-sugar cereals than the sugared cereals. They say they replace the sugar with refined carbohydrates to preserve the crunch, so you get more carbohydrates and blah, blah, blah. It's just a wash.
Yeah.
You take away one thing and put something else bad in its place, so you're not doing anything. I think we're going to have to get the ladies in here. But before we do, real quickly, one more story, and that's the guy in Connecticut who's been charged with lewd conduct. He stuck a plastic banana in his pants.
I got one of those.
And it created a bulge, and he was going up to people, calling attention to the bulge in his pants, and then he would flash, and it was this banana.
Sounds like Dan.
Dan does that stuff in here.
That's a mighty big banana.
Well, yeah, it is.
And he's in some trouble, so you don't actually have to, you know, show Mr. Happy to be on the indecent exposure list. So there you go.
Keep that in mind, Dan.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Don't do the banana trick. You want to do the polka, hey?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, man.
You said you wanted to do the polka,
hey.
Didn't she come in here and say she's been listening to you since she was
I'm a big
girl
listener.
In grade school.
Oh, I know. I get listen. Right I know the show. Yeah. Let's try it again.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have to do this together.
Where's the bells and whistles?
This like, we might be the way home.
Imposter. I think
no.
we have an AM and a PM.
No, Sheila.
Yeah, yeah.
Imposter! Imposter! No, we're going to do it, and then you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hey!
That's how it works. Okay, you want to do it?
I'm ready.
All
hey.
Right. No, no, not now. No, you don't. No, Sheila. You don't say hey before the music starts.
Oh, say, man.
You have to. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Hey.
Doesn't take her long.
No. Nope, she's not blonde. Oh, wait. Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Would you invite the ladies in?
Ladies, come on in.
That was good. She knows that.
Ooh, that's nice.
It kind of ties right into that story in the news about that guy in Russia. And this is, again, one of our favorites. We have many. And he goes into the doctor because he's very concerned about this pimple on his forehead that is really becoming more than a pimple. It's like a boil. It's a flesh-colored lump on his forehead. He doesn't remember hitting his head to get a goose egg, and every day it's a little bigger, and he can't stand it anymore. And he goes to the doctor, and the doctor examines and says, wow, this is very, very unusual. So they do some scans and MRIs of his head. They take pictures, and they get online. They consult physicians all over the world. The doctor comes in and says, wow, this is the only case of this. It is explained there was one other case in Europe, so we were able to find an existing, but it was only one case. It's that rare. You're number two. He says, what the heck are you talking about? What is it? He says, you have a penis growing out of your forehead.
Wow.
He says, what? He says, yes. It's called foreheaditis genitalia nematitis.
Maybe you should have thought about that before you started the show.
He did.
He said, you literally are in the process of growing a full set of male genitalia out of your forehead, and what comes out of your forehead first is the penis. And the guy says, well, cut it out. Remove it. He says, oh, we can't do that. We've done all our research, and research clearly shows, even with only one case, that we can't do that, because in the other case, they tried it, and the man died. You cannot remove it because it has to do with blood flow and circulation to the brain, and if we do it, you'll die. You have to let it continue to develop fully. Full male genitalia coming out of your forehead. Okay, says, I can't believe it. You telling me that in a matter of, what, months? Doctor says, no, weeks. In a few weeks, it'll all be there. He says, and I've got to go the rest of my life looking up at a penis sticking out of my forehead? Doctor says, no, you don't. He says, well, what do you mean I don't? You can't remove it. He says, you don't have to look at the penis. You won't be able to see it. He says, why not? He says, because your testicles will be in your eyes.
Hi, I'm Jill Farmer, and as a TV reporter for 10 years dealing with homeowners' nightmares, I can tell you Wood Basement Systems is the company to call if you have a wet basement, crawl space, foundation cracks, or foundation settling problems. Call 800-388-9326 for a free inspection. I'm Jill Farmer, and I highly recommend Wood.
Hi, this is Kara, and I'm a Woods customer. I was so tired of vacuuming up water in my basement. We had leaks in two wall cracks and water coming up along the front wall. I had heard some good things about Woods, so I called for a free estimate. I really liked the way Woods came in and took the time to explain why we were having these problems and didn't pressure us to buy. Woods installed a curing and waterproofing system, and it worked. Our basement has been dry now for 2.5 years, and our foundation isn't settling anymore.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
1-800-388-9326.
When you fill up at the gas pump next time, if you think you should pay more, Rick Johnson is your candidate for state senate in the April 5th special election. If you think you didn't pay enough sales tax on your last purchase, then Rick Johnson is your candidate. Even while Missouri lost more jobs than any other state, Johnson was voting for over $1 billion of new job-killing taxes. sales taxes, fuel taxes, car registration taxes, and toll roads. Johnson even supported Governor Holden's $500 million transportation tax, rejected by 82% of Jefferson County voters. Rick Johnson's extreme record in support of higher taxes is bad for our jobs. Fortunately, we have a better choice for our families, Bill Alter. Bill Alter opposes new job-destroying taxes and supports balancing the state budget by rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse. It's Bill Alter's common-sense approach that is right for our jobs and our families. Paid for by the Missouri Republican Party.
Illinois Lottery, have a ball, play.
Play big, play small.
Play for the moment.
G-L-A-Y. Yeah.
Play for today. Play for tomorrow.
Play together.
Play when you need to smile.
Yeah.
Play for the rush.
Rush. Yeah.
Play when you need to smile.
Play because you can't remember the last time you did.
Illinois Lottery, have a ball.
Play because you don't get a recess.
C-L-A-Y. Play because it's a four-letter word you don't use.
Play because you deserve it.
Play when you need to smile. Play for the rush.
E-L-A-Y. Illinois Lottery, have a ball.
No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery. Have fun, play responsibly.
This is Dan Dierdorf. Being a member of a family means a lot to each one of us. At Del Mar Gardens North Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, we know how important family is to our residents, so we care for each of them as we would a member of our own family. We bring our residents into a caring circle, offering them the love, the care, and the understanding they so richly deserve. Located in North County on 30 beautifully landscaped acres with a lovely lake, Del Mar Gardens North is the perfect family setting. Residents enjoy tastefully decorated private and semi-private rooms, outstanding social and recreational programs, and exquisite dining. Qualified, dedicated professionals provide skilled nursing care and rehabilitative services in a healthy, loving environment. Every aspect of Del Mar Gardens North reflects a loving family that cares for each of its members individually. Please stop by and visit with our family or call 314-355-1516. Del Mar Gardens North, 4401 Parker Road. Call 314-355-1516.
5:37 at the Big 550. A quick check on traffic for you, sponsored by CarStar Collision Repair. Roads can be risky right now, and CarStar reminds you, be safe. If an accident does occur, call 1-800-CARSTAR for accident assistance. CarStar repaired almost 10,000 cars last year, and there are 9 area shops. Eastbound 270 ramp to south and northbound Riverview remains closed for accident investigation work. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, heavy traffic. Westbound 40 at the Boone Bridge is slowed down. Eastbound 40 running slow between Brentwood and Laclede Station. Westbound 70 between 170 and Natural Bridge, heavy traffic. That's due to an earlier accident. Westbound 70 between 5th Street and 94, another slowdown. Over on westbound 44 between Geyer Road and 270, slow traffic in the right lane. Southbound 270, very heavy, Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 270 at Missouri Bottom Road, a slowdown. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Homeowners, are you behind on bills, deep in debt, tired of hearing no from other lenders? Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999 and hear yes instead.
As a loan officer at American Equity Mortgage, saying yes is a big part of my job, even to people with less than perfect credit.
American Equity Mortgage makes yes simple and fast. You can apply on the phone, in person, or at AmericanEquity.com. Get approval in hours and close as fast as 1 week.
American Equity Mortgage wants you to have the money you need right now. We can help you pay off those high-interest credit cards and save you hundreds of dollars every month. It's easy. Just say yes to American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, and we'll say yes to you.
American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Lou Hughes Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport, or visit www.fuse.com.
Looking for a bank with an empowered staff that can respond to the needs of your growing business? Then look to Heartland Bank. Heartland Bank. We mean business.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
Manny can sing. Oh, yeah. I can almost guarantee you he'll have some scoopage that we don't know and don't have on something in the news. He, of course, is Mike Evans, and he is brought to you by T.R. Hughes, St. Charles County's premier home builder. On the web at trhughes.com. Value. Getting your money's worth when you buy a home. A villa. That's what T.R. Hughes is all about. What do you say we give it up to Mike Evans?
Oh, yeah.
Give it up.
Hey, you've been following the story about the girl in Florida and whether or not to put the feeding tube in and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. I think all I would do is just put her in the car with Ted Kennedy and it'd all be taken care of. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
fine. Take care of a little bit of business.
Say hi to our Tuesday guest. Her name is Sheila.
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Mike.
Holy cow. He's an older man.
At the Jackson trial, the circus continues. Now Scoop, the wacko jacko meets with his spiritual leader every morning, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Reverend going to advise him how to impregnate your mistress without your wife knowing?
Whoa.
Maybe that's what Michael needs to do to
Maybe that's it.
Doo-doo.
The blind leading the blind.
Wait a minute, Beyonce said Michael needs to
do. But true, wacko looked even more bizarre today than he did on Monday. And I believe the only reason that Jackson's been pulling the sick crap is just to get sympathy from the jury.
Oh, yeah.
And as of yesterday, the Santa Maria Hospital had still not been paid for Michael Jackson's visit.
Doesn't he have insurance?
Well, you don't get billed a week later, you know. You don't normally get paid for
emergency service you pay when you leave. Deadbeat party of one.
Wow. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, you're right. You do.
You pay a copay.
You pay your deductible or whatever.
I'm Jesse Jackson. I'm not related to Michael Jackson. I'm Jesse Jackson. We have the same last name, but we're not related. I don't see
Jackson. Try a voice. How about a movie review?
All right.
Miss Congeniality 2.
I'm going to say flop.
Fabulous movie. Better than the first one. Sandra Bullock, terrific, is the FBI agent that is again assigned to take care of a beauty queen, played by Heather Burns. Film is shot in Las Vegas, which lends itself to a lot of sight gags. Leave your logic at the door. Just get ready to laugh. I liked it. 2 hours long. PG-13. Wow. 2.5 to 3 stars. And you might like the Sandra Bullock, Dolly Parton kissing.
Yeah.
They kiss?
Yeah.
What?
She was on
my favorite movie.
She was on the Today Show yesterday. She looked cute.
Who, Dolly?
No, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, she was on one of the nicest ladies in Hollywood.
She was on David Letterman last night.
Who's nice? Very nice lady.
Buttock is nice?
Yeah.
Hot, huh?
Yeah, Sandra Buttock is nice?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway.
Nope.
Hot Scoop, there's already buzz that Tom Cruise may be nominated for an Academy Award for his part in War of the Worlds. The movie won't be out to the 4th of July, but there's a lot of talk about it. Spider-Man 3 starts shooting next month. Started pre-production yesterday. I like that Spider-Man 2. I thought it was great.
Spider-Man 2 was, I liked it better than the first one.
And it's Tobey Maguire again, I'm sure, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see Tom Cruise in a movie called Man with a Face Like a Rat.
Yeah.
Because he's got kind of a rat
with Penelope Cruz. Wow. Girl with a face like a...
Oh, no. She's cute.
Who was the girl that was in Family Man with Nicolas Cage? The girl that played his wife. What was her name?
I don't know.
Oh, because she's got that Tom Cruise-looking face. She looks like a female Tom Cruise.
Easy.
Can't think of her name.
Easy. They say in Hollywood, if you can't act, direct. Ben Affleck is going to be directing for Touchstone Films. His first movie that he'll direct and not be in is Gone, Baby, Gone. Don't know what it's all about.
Well, I would have to agree that he cannot act.
And finally.
No.
Come on.
Sheila, are you ready for this to end? We're not.
No, I enjoy listening to him.
Thank you.
I heard
a great story about Bill Gates the other day.
Okay.
Can I share it with you?
Sure.
I thought I told you this story. friends of mine, about a half dozen guys that live in this small town up in Washington where Bill Gates lives. Bill Gates is a regular part of the community. He hangs out downtown when he's in the community. He really wants to feel a part of it. A couple of weeks ago, Bill Gates was at this small town barbershop, and the girl that cuts his hair for the last couple of years, cutting his hair, and she told him that she and her family were going on a vacation to Hawaii. She, her husband, their four kids, a week in Hawaii. And Bill Gates said, Ashley says, that's awful expensive. How can you afford that, that kind of a trip? She told Bill that she saves her tips for 2 years, and that every 2 years they cash in she cashes in all of her tips, and they use that for every 2 years the whole family goes on a big vacation. And Gates said, you mean people tip you for cutting their hair?
Oh. He's out of touch.
Different world.
He's out of touch.
Well, he's the guy who didn't tip the Christmas tree delivery, right?
Yeah. I would have said to her, show me your tips.
Yeah.
That's what I would have said.
That's kind of dirty.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
She should need the tip.
Mike Evans, what tip?
Considering what this David Letterman thing, I imagine Bill Gates would have to go around with 6 armed guards, being the richest man on the planet.
And you may not know who they are, but I'll bet you they're within 10 feet.
Yeah.
You'd have to. Yeah, absolutely. You can't possibly just stroll around town. But you know what? He has to be totally out of touch. I don't doubt that he said, people tip you. I don't doubt that.
Mm-mm. Maybe he's just a giant nerd.
Oh, I think he probably is. Yeah. He has to be.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd sure hate to be like him.
Yeah.
Isolated from regular society.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not
Bill Gates. What a loser.
Yeah. You got that right.
314-969-KTRS, if you'd like to dial us up, because we have a few minutes. Our guest is Sheila Shewcart. We will present her. We'll shower her, actually, with gifts here in a few moments.
Can't wait.
Before we go to the phones, is your house, is it all brick? Is there siding on it? Or
siding.
What kind of siding?
Vinyl siding.
Vinyl?
I mean, it's vinyl siding. Yeah. It was on there when we purchased the house.
Well, so, you really didn't have
much to say about
it. And
it's in good shape, and it's still in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It must not be real old,
the
siding. Yeah, that's why it's in good shape. You ever heard of Hardy Plank?
It
is fibrous concrete. It is the siding of all sidings. I have this on the back of my house. It is 95% Portland cement. Can you imagine? Here's... this is a simulation and a demonstration. The sound of someone rapping knuckles on not all vinyl siding, but many of the vinyl sidings out there.
Huh.
This is the sound of rapping knuckles on Hardy Plank.
Big difference.
Frank, I have a question.
Yeah, Terry.
Well, thank you, Frank. What is the difference? You obviously know a lot about this. What is the difference in Portland cement and cement?
Well, that's a very good question.
Thank you.
Portland cement is from
Portland.
Other cement is from other places.
It isn't from there.
Yeah. Portland, so the home of the finest cement in the world.
Is there anything called Crystal City cement?
I don't believe there is. I know there are other cements from other cities, but they're not to be compared to Portland.
Oh,
Portland cement is, it's kind of like Napa Valley for wine. You know, there are other wine areas,
Napa
but
Valley.
They're not Napa Valley. There are other cement producers, but they're not Portland.
Gotcha.
Portland, the Napa Valley of cement. 95% Portland cement, and it also contains fibrous cellulose. 16% of all new homes in the United States right now are having James Hardy fibrous cement products put on them. And we're talking for the most part about the Hardy Plank siding. It won't rot, it won't crack, it won't warp. Water can't hurt it, insects can't get to it. Here's the sound of an insect chewing on vinyl siding.
Whoa.
Now this is an actual recording of an this is mediocre, your average vinyl non-Hardy Plank siding. And I'm not even sure if this is vinyl. I just know this is an insect chewing on something. Could it be masonite? Could be cedar.
But it's
and
not
he is having it's not Hardy Plank.
Yeah.
He is having a picnic. Here he is.
Hungry.
Evening.
You do that with Hardy Plank, and you break your little insect teeth off, and you go off and die from bleeding gums because you can't chew into Hardy Plank. You want to know more about Hardy Plank? Lakeside Exteriors, the people who put more Hardy Plank on homes than anybody else in this area. Their website, it's easy, lakesideexteriors.com. Their phone number is easy, 636-978-5000. Remember the name Lakeside Exteriors. If you can't remember, go to the website, frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors. You'll find them there and their phone number and their website. Do not make a siding decision. I'm not telling you to do this. I'm just telling you don't make a decision without checking out what is the most incredible, spectacular siding on the market, Hardy Plank from Lakeside Exteriors.
Hi, I'm George Zimmer. These days, getting a good deal means a good deal more than it used to. When you come into a Men's Warehouse, you'll enjoy our personalized service. But when you leave, you may find that you've gotten something equally valuable. Change in your pocket.
Hi, George. My name is Bill Novador, and I just want you to know that the service that I received at your store has been exemplary. That's number one. Number two, the clothing that I've purchased, mostly in the $200 range, they have served me well. I wear suits 5 days a week, and I have never felt better, nor have I looked better, and I used to spend a heck of a lot more. But these suits remind me of suits that I've spent $800 or $1,000 on. Thank you.
100% wool suits starting at just $200 every day at Men's Warehouse. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. 8 St. Louis area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
A respected philosopher once exclaimed, "You have to see it to believe it." Well, that must have been before the dawn of radio. So the challenge becomes, how do you describe the Cadillac SRX and do it justice in a medium limited to the spoken word? Perhaps you begin with a stunning statement about the power of the SRX V6 with its 255-horsepower engine. Or exclaim wonder about the confidence it inspires with all-speed traction control. I guess they were right all along. You have to see it to believe it. Cadillac SRX. Breakthrough.
Qualified lessees can lease a new 2005 Cadillac SRX V6 for around $458 a month for 36 months. $3658 due at lease signing after bonus offer. No security deposit required. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Example based on survey. Residency restrictions apply. Your payments may vary. Call 1-800-333-4CAD for lease details. That's $458 a month. Visit your local Cadillac dealer. Looking for a bank with a track record of meeting the needs of business owners? Area businesses have relied on Heartland Bank for over 100 years. Heartland Bank. We mean business.
552 at the Big 550. A check on traffic for you. Sponsored by the makers of Purell. It's a germy world out there, so when there's no soap and water, reach for Purell. Eastbound 270 ramp to south and northbound Riverview. Remember, it remains closed for accident investigation work. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, heavy traffic. Westbound 40 at the Boone Bridge, a slowdown still reported. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Laclede Station, heavy traffic. Westbound 70 between 170 and Natural Bridge, very heavy traffic due to an earlier accident. On westbound 70 between 5th Street and Highway 94, slowdown. Westbound 44 running heavy. Guyer Road out to 270 in the right lane. Southbound 270 between Olive and Doherty Ferry, a slowdown still reported. Northbound 270 slowing at Missouri Bottom Road. And eastbound 70 between Salisbury and 6th Street, heavy traffic. I'm Karen Vale for the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. I'd like to offer our guest another shot of Germex waterless hand sanitizer.
They didn't have it in the bathroom.
Well, we don't have it in the bathroom.
Okay.
It's private stock. I told you that before. You want some more? Let's take a little more here. That's be so careful bad. Now.
Oh, no. Oh, come on. Not so much.
Too much again. Wow. We are moments away from what I think will be the highlight of the show, Randy Carricker in for Jim Holder. Sarah Jessica Parker, here's the sound of her face, for those of you who can't hear. How long do you think, and I'm not sure because the article doesn't say, how long has she been doing Gap ads? It's not very long.
Not even a year.
It doesn't seem like it's been very long.
In the spring ads. No.
She has made, from the Gap, $38 million.
What in the world is going on here?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
And now she's whining because they're replacing her
with a British teen singer named Joss Stone, young girl who's not really well known here, and apparently Sarah Jessica's having a little hissy fit. What a baby. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I bet that's what...
What a baby.
They said that she's kind of put off because she can't understand why this unknown is replacing her. Hey, you made $38 million.
Yeah.
Shut your big yapper, your big horse yapper, and be grateful for something that most people... And most people, it's an understatement, can't even imagine.
Yeah, I don't
making that kind of money.
I don't associate her with the gap. I still don't, and
yeah.
I've seen those commercials. And
she turns 40 this Friday. She's not what I think of as gappy. Maybe that's why they let her go.
Wasn't all part of that Sex and the City? Wasn't she a big time designer? Isn't she like supposed to be a great?
No, she's a
writer.
She's a writer, but yes. Yeah,
always wears designer clothes.
She's a
princess, and stuff like that.
So take your $38 million and shut up now. Are we caught up except for Randy? I have time for this. It's a guy named John Hostetler. He's a congressman in Indiana. He represents the 8th District in Indiana. He has been convinced. Here's what's wrong with the country. He has been convinced by local religious groups to introduce legislation. This is how we waste time in the House that will change the name of an existing interstate to something that sounds more moral. It's Interstate or I-69. So they're honestly going to eat up time changing the number of the interstate. So the religious conservatives believe that, quote, I-69 sounds risque.
What does that mean? What is going on?
They want to change the number.
It's like people who don't put the number 13 on
elevators
and stuff, yeah.
You know what, maybe this is a superstitious thing. Maybe that's what
69 is superstitious.
I bet that's it.
Yeah. Is it bad luck?
Oh, I bet it's good luck.
Well, I'm not riding on that highway. Something bad might happen.
Yeah.
I-69, too risky. Huh. So
what does it go through?
It doesn't say. It says it's an interstate.
Maybe it's Hershey, Pennsylvania.
From Indianapolis through southwestern Indiana, all the way through Texas into Mexico once they extend it. But they don't want the extension under the existing number.
Wow.
They don't want all that to be I-69.
Crazy.
I think they changed it from I to U-69. Then you got something.
We.
What do you mean?
U-69. Now you got something.
Wow.
See, our guest is holding up. How are you holding up?
I'm doing great.
Ever heard of Randy Carricker?
I have, because I listen to the sports.
Wow. Yeah.
That's proof that she knows who he is and what he does. Have you ever met him in person?
No, I haven't.
I'd like to introduce you now to Randy Carricker. Randy, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Randy.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We're both AM and PM.
AM and PM.
Whoa.
Randy's in for Jim Holder. Jim is on vacation. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Randy Carricker.
Thank you, Frank. A lot going on today in the world of sports. Oh, whoa, is Barry Bonds. Came back to training camp in Arizona, said, I'm tired, and I'm going to miss at least half the season, probably the whole year. I'm done. That kind of thing. We'll hear more about it during the Mid-America Chevy Dealers Big Sports Show, but there's a lot of speculation out there now that Barry Bonds, because of his knee injury and the fact that the media is being so mean to him, is going to retire. He says he's just going to try to rehab the knee and spend time with his family, which is a good thing because, like, for the last 10 years, he's been spending time with his mistress. So to spend time with his family would be a good thing.
That'd be different.
1 minute, Mr. Carricker. I forgot to tell you, you can go to 59. I've got to say
that. Oh, thank you.
Right.
The Cubs have lost a third arm with starters Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor missing spring training time because of injuries. The Cubs have learned that Joe Borowski will miss at least 6 weeks with a broken bone in his right arm. So their closer will be LaTroy Hawkins, and the NCAA tournament resumes on Thursday, with Illinois being in action against Wisconsin-Milwaukee as they try to make it to the Elite Eight and eventually here to St. Louis for the Final Four. We'll be talking to John McClain from the NFL Owners Meetings down in Hawaii in the 8 o'clock hour of the Mid-America Chevy Dealers Big Sports Show on the air from 6:30 to 9. Frank, I'll give you an extra 10 seconds.
How about that? What a
wow.
Party. Randy Carricker. In for Jim Holder all week, I guess.
Yes, sir. I'll be here every day the rest
all
of the week.
Right.
There's not much that compares to tile. Tile is sort of in a class by itself. Beautiful tile. Porcelain tile, ceramic tile. You have any tile in your house there, Sheila?
I do have tile.
You like tile?
I love tile.
You ever heard of Tile Source?
I have. We were just there on Saturday, as a matter of fact.
Well, Sheila.
You went to the best. You went to the Source, Tile Source. Great place. They know their tile.
Very helpful.
And they have a lot. They're helpful because they have literally like people with degrees in decorating and things and experts on tile. And they have, holy cow, hundreds and hundreds of different styles and sizes. I don't know much about tile, but I know some squares are bigger than others. There's ceramic. There's porcelain. There's indoor. There's outdoor. You have to make a grouting decision. That's not easy. They need to help you make that decision because depending on use and where the tile is, light grout sometimes is better and sometimes dark grout is better. And sometimes they clash and sometimes they enhance each other. Tile Source. They are their original location, South Hanley, of course, in Baldwin, where Monday nights they're open evenings till 8. Tile Source. 6 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Gil Gross. A month ago, the teenager who killed 9 people and then himself in Red Lake, Minnesota, drew a picture of a guitar-strumming skeleton captioned, "March to the Death Song Till Your Boots Fill with Blood." ABC's Gloria Rivera on the Ojibwa Reservation says, looking back, things like that seem like a warning.
One student from Red Lake High School told ABC News that the 16-year-old shooter did stand out in this community. She said he wore black, that in art class he often drew pictures of demons and blood. She said that some classmates thought he might do something, but never anything like this.
Alicia Netto was at the high school when the massacre took place and remembers her teacher who was one of those killed.
She was one of the nicest people I've ever met. She was one of my favorite teachers. And
gunman Jeff Weiss's father committed suicide 4 years ago. His mother's been in a nursing home since suffering head injuries in an auto accident. No word yet from the federal appeals court deciding the fate of brain-damaged Terri Schiavo. Her parents say that she's fading quickly, but her husband's lawyer, George Filos in Tampa, denies that.
Terri is stable, peaceful, calm, based upon my latest information, which is, I would say, less than 2 hours old. From my information, I do not believe that to be true.
Stocks took a tumble today after the Fed hiked interest rates again. ABC business correspondent Gary Nunn.
Ahead of the interest rate announcement, stocks were comfortably positive, but after the quarter point increase, investors homed in on the statement made by the Fed, that is, inflation's lurking, stoked by rising oil prices and the decline in the value of the dollar.
Though the idea of this is to keep prices down, some fear with take-home pay going to gas and higher interest rates on equity loans and credit cards, consumer spending could collapse. As for stocks, the Dow fell by 95 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
How do people react when they get a 4-star hotel for a 2-star price on Hotwire.com? Let's find out.
Susie, I got a surprise. I booked us a 4-star hotel in New York midtown with a spa.
Really?
Yeah, 4-star Orbitz was $189 a night, Travelocity $209, but I got it for $150 on Hotwire.
$150, you wild stallion!
We're bringing couples closer through great hotel deals. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, jeep.
Based on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
I love sledding, but I'm so cold.
Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on!
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine hot.
Yeah! Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk.
Yeah, so Ovaltine tastes creamy. And it's full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Nestle Hot Cocoa aren't.
Mom, we're here. Who wants Ovaltine hot?
Me!
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
It is 6:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Supporters are calling St. Louis County's proposed smoking ban courageous, but opponents say it'll cause job losses. The County Council's Justice and Health Committee today heard more than 3 hours of presentations and testimony. Missouri Restaurant Association Governmental Relations Director John Pelzer.
It is the Missouri Restaurant Association's strong position that an inclusive smoking ban requiring self-enforcement will result in the alienation of a significant portion of our guests and a substantial loss of revenues.
University City Loop Special Business District Chairman Joe Edwards.
We request that smoking be allowed in separately ventilated, totally enclosed smoking rooms, and that's totally separate HVAC system dedicated only to that one room.
Edwards tells the committee if the council passes a smoking ban, they should make every effort to coordinate with area counties to pass identical ordinances simultaneously. Creve Coeur Mayor Harold Dielman and students working against tobacco spoke for the bill today. The FBI is offering assistance to the State Highway Patrol as they investigate the murder of a Missouri State trooper near Van Buren. Sergeant Carl Graham shot to death Sunday outside his house. Sergeant M.K. Elmore says investigators are leaving no stone unturned.
We're trying to interview a lot of folks and go around and talk to anyone that might have any knowledge of this case.
Graham's family asking the public for help in donating to a reward fund. There is concern tonight that a Columbia, Illinois man accused of molesting two relatives with the knowledge of his ex-wife may have abused other children. Columbia Police Chief Joe Edwards tells KTRS News they are concerned because 37-year-old Nicholas and 47-year-old Joanne Gutterman have grade and middle school age children.
Any parent who knows their child was at that house or knows that their child hung around with the Gutterman's children, to talk to them and to find out if anything happened to them.
Edwards says the incidents they know of occurred in the Gutterman's Columbia home between last September and November, but he says the Guttermans lived in Swansea 5 years ago. Nicholas Gutterman is charged with one count of criminal sexual assault and four counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. Joanne Gutterman is charged with permitting sexual abuse of a child. Both are free on bond. Authorities hoping they have made a significant impact on the Metro East marijuana supply. They busted a Godfrey man today for growing the weed in his home. Missouri senior senator getting a standing ovation today in St. Louis. He addressed the 14th annual Born to Learn conference. Senator Kit Bond is touting his bill expanding the National Parents as Teachers program.
I told the group today that I've introduced a bill to federal level to authorize spending $500 million over 3 years to expand the program to some 2.7 million families nationally.
Bond says the Education Begins at Home Act establishes a dedicated federal funding stream to support the program's expansion at the state and local level. Some news audio on KTRS, courtesy News Channel 5. It's 40. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 6:06, you're up to date with traffic. Here's Karen Vail in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Karen?
Thank you, Brian. On eastbound 270, the ramp to south and northbound Riverview is closed for an accident investigation. Westbound 40 between Brentwood and McKnight, heavy traffic. Westbound 40 also slowing yet at the Boone Bridge. Then eastbound 40 between Hanley and Laclede Station, heavy traffic. Westbound 70 between 170 and Cypress, congestion's been cleared away. Westbound 70 at 94, traffic is reportedly slow. Westbound 44, running heavy yet between Dyer Road out to 270 over in that right lane. Southbound 270, it's been a slow run all afternoon. Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And northbound 270 at Missouri Bottom Road continues to slow. Traffic sponsored by the makers of Purell. It's a germy world out there, so when there's no soap and water, reach for Purell. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
College basketball national championships are just days away. Stock up on Fisher Snack Nuts and Fisher Salad Buddies at Deerberg's to cheer on your favorite team. Grab a handful of Fisher Honey Roasted Butter Toffee or Party Peanuts, or try the Fisher Cashews or Mixed Nuts. Add Fisher Salad Buddies to any recipe. Available in pecans, walnuts, almonds, and sunflower kernels. Shake on Fisher Salad Buddies to add crunch to salads, vegetables, and casseroles. Look for Fisher Salad Buddies in the salad dressing aisle. Get Fisher Nuts at Deerberg's and let the games begin. Fisher, ready for everything. Plan ahead for the perfect hoops party. Visit your local Deerberg's Deli for plenty of winning game day foods. Ready to eat or just heat and serve? Crispy fried chicken, glazed party wings, mini appetizer meatballs, five-layer taco dip, and much more. Pick up Deerberg's Ultimate Party Guide for spectacular party platters made fresh by the pros from Deerberg's Deli, Bakery, Seafood, and Salad Bar. Enjoy some basketball with family and friends. Let Deerberg's prepare your game day foods. It's fresh, it's friendly, it's Deerberg's.
Midwest Bank Center, we're committed to changing the way you feel about your banking experience. Midwest Bank Center, your neighborhood bank center, member FDIC.
And the award goes to Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline.
Woo! Yeah!
There are so many people to thank. Mostly, I want to thank all the Shell customers who've made Shell V-Power America's best-selling premium gasoline. Thanks also to all the Shell engineers who put in more than five times the amount of cleaning agents required by government standards. So Shell V-Power actively cleans as you drive. Who am I leaving out here? Yes. Thank you, BMW, General Motors, Honda, and Toyota for the recently established top-tier detergent gasoline standards, which all Shell gasolines meet. Yes. Yes, but most importantly, thanks to all the previous generations of Shell gasolines whose innovations have helped make Shell V-Power possible.
Try Shell V-Power today, our most advanced fuel ever.
Two words, boys and girls, Drunken Fish, two locations, Central West End and Westport Plaza for St. Louis's premier sushi restaurant and lounge. Go to drunken-fish.com.
The home show is over, but the savings are not at Aspen Spas. Aspen Spas, St. Louis's only hot tub manufacturer, is extending their incredible home show specials through April 2nd. If you've ever dreamed of owning a spa, you have to get to Aspen Spas now to take advantage of additional home show savings on already low factory direct prices. Aspen Spas have more jets, more horsepower, more features, more fun, and through April 2nd, get more savings on the only spas built right here in St. Louis. Aspen Spas, located near the hill, 776-5050.
It's spring clearance time at Ackerman Buick Hyundai. Hi, this is Doug Ackerman. If you live in Illinois, I have a special offer for you. I'll give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile service contract on every pre-owned vehicle you buy in March at no charge. That's a $400 value that includes free oil changes and tire rotations. We know you want a great deal on a quality pre-owned vehicle. That's why we're making this special offer in March to our friends in Illinois. Come in today and experience the Ackerman Advantage for yourself. That's Ackerman Buick Hyundai, 270 in New Halls Ferry.
The pitch to Darrell. Swing and a long one into right field. Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. Swing and a shot into the corner. It might make it.
For the final season at Busch Stadium, opposing outfielders aren't the only ones who will be going back, back, back.
Home run. He's done it again. 70 home runs.
After all, 2005 promises to be an amazing and action-packed trip down memory lane, with the National League champions boasting one of the game's best lineups.
Rolling, swing, and tanking!
And with more games against the Cubs, Yankees, and Red Sox, the last year at Busch will definitely be a season to remember. And the best way to lock in the best seats for the best games is with our new four-game packs. Starting at just $49, each one guarantees games against top opponents. They're on sale now, so order yours today by calling 421-2400 or visit stlcardinals.com.
Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
The final season at Busch Stadium. It's sure to be a monumental goodbye.
This really is unnecessary. They're going to have some big layoffs at GM, and it's going to be management people that they're going to let go, 10% of the workforce. And the headline to the story is, GM expects to get more blood on white collars.
That's pretty, what is that?
Sensational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
that?
Like a National Enquirer.
Yeah. Blood on white collars. There's just a visual there that's unnecessary. Yeah. So whoever at News Services wrote this, come on. You could just say GM expects to cut middle management people, not blood on white collars. We've got enough blood in
this. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. And I've always been offended, that subject, by people referring to themselves as white collar, or the media referring to people as white collar workers or blue collar workers as the working man.
Yeah,
you know, white-collar people work hard, too.
I know.
You know, a lot of white-collar executives get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and start working.
They get in earlier and they stay later.
It's like, why can't you call them working men, too?
Well, look at our white-collar people here at the state.
They don't come in until 10. They leave at 2.
That's different. I picked the wrong business to compare it to.
Yeah.
This is a favorite time on the show.
Man.
This is gift-giving time.
You can tell Sheila perked up.
Oh, boy.
You know, a lot of people don't even think of giving gifts except birthdays or
birthdays.
Holidays.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It is your birthday.
It is my birthday.
But if it weren't, we'd give you gifts anyway. Let's start with your certificate. This says that Sheila Shuchart was a special guest March 22nd, 2005 on the large morning show in the afternoon, and everybody has signed it except me, and I am signing it even as we speak.
I'll hang it next to the picture.
It's authentic, then.
There you go. That is fresh. The ink is not
thank
even
you,
dry.
Thank you.
There is your certificate.
I
if anybody, and
yeah,
it'll,
you
happen, it'll happen. You'll be somewhere and say, oh, I was on the large morning show. Liar!
Yeah, prove it.
I
yeah.
have it.
You
it's,
have. You
it's
have the
right
proof.
It's right here, the proof. It'll hang in my office.
Are you a fan of the color white, which is really not a color, I guess, but it sort of is because all the other colors come from white.
Well, it's the... No, I thought it was the absence of
the
color.
The absence of color.
That's what I meant. It's the absence of color. Are you a fan of the absence of color white?
White's like black. It goes everywhere with everything.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Are you a fan of plastic?
Of course.
What if you put the two
disposable.
Together and you... No, wait a minute. What do you mean disposable? You would throw this away.
Oh, no, that I wouldn't, but the plastic cups... that I have at home, I would throw away.
Oh, you're not going to throw
that,
this away.
That, no,
this is
that,
quality point.
Yeah. I won't even use it. I'm just going to put it out for
listen,
show.
Listen to the quality, I might add.
Oh.
Yeah. You can tell that's real.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
real
not
plastic.
I hate fake plastic.
Oh, me too.
This is, it's a cup, it's a glass, it's a plastic glass, it's whatever you want it to be. And it's got 550 KTR. It says your AM and the PM right on
thank
there.
You.
The exact duplicate of the ones that went to Jamaica and were filled with pina coladas and hurricanes. And all those
why
other
why is this empty, then? It didn't get
oh, I like that. I like that. If you want to stay after the show, I'll fill it for you. We'll go somewhere and have it filled. Let's see what else we have. How about a bottle of Germex?
Oh.
2-ounce portable waterless hand sanitizer fits in your purse, your pocket, your car. Anywhere you want to go, you can go knowing your hands will be clean and germ-free. How about a gift certificate, a gift card, actually, to Bandanas?
Oh, my family will love this.
Everybody
we
loves
will love this.
Bandanas.
Mm-hmm. Another night out without a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Well, you chose the wrong company. If Callier and Thompson had done it, you'd have a kitchen. But live and learn. How about... This is good.
That's cute.
Well, this is a coffee mug, and it's a Paul Harris Middle of the Day, Middle of America mug, but Paul passed away.
Well, no.
He moved away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He moved.
Okay, I always get confused because he moved where the
not
audience
here.
Has
it's,
passed away.
Yeah, they're
right.
Gone.
Right. Yeah.
So we crossed out Paul's name,
I
and we
that.
Put the name of our traffic guy, Mark Harris, on here. So it's a Mark
beautiful.
Harris
coffee
mug. And it also says 550 KTRS. You drink from it proudly.
Thank you.
Cup number one,
nice
by the way,
too.
Collectability factor.
That is Mark Harris Collector Cup number one.
Yeah. It's a number, series. Signed and numbered.
Signed
yeah,
and
he
numbered.
Works here in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He works, actually
he
works here.
And that's very good coffee. Yeah.
And what coffee would you be talking about?
Thomas. I do.
She knows her stuff.
I do Thomas Coffee.
Thomas Coffee, are we kidding when we say it is great
it's
coffee?
It's very good coffee.
It's better than very good. It's great. It's the only gourmet coffee in a can. Take it from Sheila Shuchart when she says...
It's the best coffee there is.
Oh, beautiful.
Sheila, right there.
Unrehearsed, unscripted.
Good coffee. Mm-hmm.
Complimentary Thomas
thank you.
Coffee. That is all
man,
yours. But
wait,
there's more. How about a super compact, lightweight, polystyrene beverage holder that is hand-lettered? No two are exactly alike.
No,
beautiful.
Never alike.
Numbered, hand-lettered, and holds hot or cold beverage. That's a collector's item.
Well, that'll go along with the genuine plastic.
Oh, she's starting to well up
well,
with that
well, what do you have now? Service for
there's
free, don't you?
Chips.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a couple chips on the rim of that.
Either that or bite marks.
Well, that's
why
no chip.
That's why no other cup will be exactly like
that's
that.
You know, it's one of a kind. Original.
Did you ever look at a fine piece of glass with the bubbles, little imperfections?
Right.
Good point. Makes it unique.
Adds character.
Character.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
What is? Does somebody call me?
No. Character.
No. Stop character. We get a little emotional when we present this last gift. Have you ever been to Olney, Illinois?
No.
Well, they actually have white squirrels. This is a picture of a white squirrel taken in Olney, Illinois. And on the picture, he's on a little fence post. And behind him, standing behind him, is just a common, ordinary reddish-brown squirrel.
Hmm.
And the reddish-brown squirrel appears to be looking up the butt of the white squirrel.
Yeah.
Wondering, why is that squirrel white? What an odd squirrel. I think I'll make fun of that squirrel. And I'm sure that he did. And I'm sure the other squirrels, hey, Whitey, hey, white squirrel. Mm-hmm. But if you look closely at the expression on the white squirrel's face, it's not one of inadequacy or intimidation or inferiority. It's an expression of pride that it's okay to be different. Almost, it's okay to be white.
Almost defiant.
Almost defiant.
Pride.
So you remember that though you may be different in some way from other people, just like the white squirrel who's different from other squirrels, it's okay to be different.
Oh, man.
A little bit emotional. We're a little emotional.
Thank you.
Whew, what a day for you.
Fun. Great birthday present.
Man.
You hauled it in.
Yeah.
I did.
You really did.
I'm going to have security tonight to walk me out.
You own your home or you rent your home?
We own our home.
Then you have equity in your home.
We have equity.
You know that equity is a great thing when you go to borrow money.
And like, we have borrowed money.
Well, I don't know if you borrowed it from American Equity Mortgage. If you didn't, I don't want to hear about another mistake you made, like not going to Callier and Thompson. I'm just going to tell you that for anybody who has equity in a home, you can call 314-878 what?
9990.
She knows the number.
Yeah, she sure does.
And right over the phone, many times you can get pre-approval. They work very fast. They're open evenings till 8. And that's the greatest clout and collateral you can have when you have equity in a home. Because you're going to borrow money at today's still low interest rates. That interest is probably going to be tax deductible, becomes part of your house payment. And you grab the cash you need. You want a boat. You want a new car. You want to take a vacation, you want to pay for a wedding or college, that's the smartest way to do it because you're borrowing, it's what they call cheap money. It's a lot cheaper to borrow it that way than any other way. And then, of course, there's bill consolidation. All those credit cards that you do not want to take a long time to pay off because you just keep digging a deeper and deeper hole. Let American Equity Mortgage pay them off and you pay them back. You're going to save hundreds a month and get it taken care of and paid off a whole lot quicker. And back where you should be, and hopefully will have learned your lesson and will be on the right track and never, ever rack those cards up and acquire that kind of debt again. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Take it from Sheila Shuchard when she says...
878-9999.
Wow. American Equity. You know, a lot of guests would have frozen.
Yeah.
If
you had thrown that at just any guest and you had said, take it from her, when they say, they would have frozen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But she made the pause even more, just was
dramatic. Everybody turned their radio up a little bit.
It was a deliberate, dramatic pause.
Yeah.
And it was effective.
You're good, Sheila.
You are good. That was effective.
Thank you.
You had me on the edge of my seat. You really did. Ever heard of Reggie McDaniel?
I have. I've listened to him, too.
He can't hear us.
Colorado.
He cannot hear us now, so if you can tell the truth, do you like him or dislike him?
I do.
Like him?
I do. I like listening to him. He's really very honest, and he gives good movie reports.
Well, most people don't care for him, but
I do.
It's good that there are a few like you who do. Let's go to Denver. What do you say? See, he can't hear us, so it's okay. We can be honest. I'm glad you like him.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
He knows his movies and he knows his food. He can't really help us by doing restaurant reviews of restaurants in Denver because we're not in Denver, but he sure can help us with movies. And he has saved us movie ticket money that we would have wasted, and he has caused us to discover great movies over the years, and it has been years. He's been with us, about 5 years? Maybe he'll know how long he's been with us, and he's working his way toward moving to St. Louis, and that's a good thing. He is brought to you by Metro Lighting and the 6 Metro Lighting locations. Their website, MetroLightingCenters.com. They have over 30 years of providing great lighting, great service, great experts in lighting, and now accessories too. Reggie, say hi to our Tuesday guest. Her name is Sheila, and she's a big fan.
How you doing, Sheila?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
You sure are.
How long have you been on this show? Is it 5 years?
I don't know.
I'll bet it's been 5 years.
Time goes so fast with y'all.
Yes, it does.
I've had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It just shoots right on by.
If you have that much fun, maybe you do it for free.
Yeah.
I don't have that much fun.
That's what I thought.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, Reggie.
Guess where I'm going? I'm driving down Colfax.
You are?
Yeah. For those who don't know, this is the street of drugs and hookers.
Uh-huh.
Why would you tell Karen that? Yeah.
She knows where that is.
You know, she knows Colorado.
I do.
How do you think she picks up extra money when she's in Colorado?
Stop
traveling
it.
Money.
She knows Colorado. You know, that's all.
I do.
All right. And I go this way to get home.
Show Sheila what you do for a living.
All right. I have a movie for you today called Miss Congeniality 2.
Now, we just had a review today from Mike Evans. I won't tell you what he said till you finish.
All right, good, because Mike Evans really ain't got taste.
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
This is the Sandra Bullock's movie.
He had to like this movie because it's really the sequel to the Miss Congeniality, which was a cute film where Sandra Bullock went undercover at a beauty pageant to find someone who was trying to blow up the beauty pageant.
Now, I will tell you, I didn't really care for the first movie.
You didn't?
Well, the first one was a cutesy movie.
It was too stupid.
What's his name? Well, from Star Trek.
William Shatner.
William Shatner played himself perfect.
He really played himself well, and he does even better in this one, because he's in this one. Along with Regina King.
I thought it was Regina.
I can't say Regina.
It's Regina. Regina King.
Regina.
What?
Regina King. And she plays an FBI agent that nobody wants to partner with because she has anger management problems. She's constantly getting into it with everybody else. The only one who will work with her is Sandra Bullock. And the reason why Sandra Bullock works with her is because Sandra Bullock is so recognizable from the case of the Miss America that she can't be a field agent anymore. Because every time she goes out on a case, everybody recognizes who she is and blows her cover. So she's become a spokesman for the FBI. And Regina King is her FBI bodyguard. Well, the Miss America, who became her friend in the first one, is kidnapped in this one. So as spokesman, Sandra Bullock has to go down to Las Vegas, which is where the kidnapping occurred, and handle the PR work. But because it's her friend, she goes undercover with Regina King again to help save her friend.
They're under the covers together.
Oh, lesbian.
What's this rated?
Undercover.
New movie, Buttocks Under the Cover.
Funny movie. I thought it was better than the first.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah. He said this was better than the first, which is very unusual for a sequel.
Yeah, it is very unusual. But with Sandra Bullock, there's no telling what you're going to get. Because I think she's really good. I really do. But she doesn't always choose the best stories. Yeah. And I can understand that. If somebody was offering me money, I might not choose the best one either.
Well, she produced this too, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
So she had more of a hand in it. She also produced the soundtrack.
She had her hand in it.
Yeah, now you're talking.
And what is it?
No wonder it's more popular.
And this one, I think, would really go over well. I think word of mouth is going to make this one a big seller.
Well,
you know what the guy said when he walked up and saw two big holes in the ground?
What?
Well, well. Get it?
Well, that's pretty good, but that's a mighty deep subject for such a shallow mind.
Oh, I see. Sheila, do you have any questions about Miss Congeniality 2 for Reggie? Any questions?
Yeah, I saw the previews of it on TV, and I did see the interview with Sandra Bullock yesterday, and she looks real good.
Yeah, it looks good to you.
It looks good, but I didn't see the first one because I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. I saw bits and pieces, didn't look interesting, but this one looks good.
All right, how about ARDs, Reggie?
I got to give this 3.5 ARDs.
Ooh, that's impressive. Mike, here they come.
All right, Dan. All right.
Is that open this weekend?
It opens, I think, this weekend.
Turn to our guest, Sheila Shue Gard, see if she can do something for us. Uh-huh. All right,
All right, Dan.
You can either say, all right, Dan, or all right, great room or family room. See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Dan.
Family room.
All right, Dan.
Bye, Reg.
One more time.
I'm with you.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Sometimes when we learn that something gets on somebody's nerves, we do it all the time.
We do it because they can't stand it anymore.
We love to drive you crazy.
All right, Dan.
Sheila, all right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
At least she's a team player. Sheila is.
She plays along.
Mm-hmm. All right, Easter is this Sunday. Unbelievable. This Sunday. We have, well, you know who it is when it comes to Easter flowers. It's Dierbergs. One of the top 10 FTD florists out of 20,000. In North America, and they're in the top 10. They're ranked number 9. That's pretty impressive.
That's amazing.
Very impressive. The number 1 FTD florist in St. Louis and the number 1 FTD florist in the state of Missouri. That's extremely impressive. I'm going to give you an 800 number to call and get your Easter flowers. Give you a couple of little examples here, what they have to offer. The FTD Touch of Spring Bouquet. It is 10 tulips in a white ceramic vase. If you say vase, you cannot listen to the show. Okay. Do you say vase?
No, I say vase, and they do have beautiful flowers.
Yes, they do. You heard it directly from Sheila Shukart. Hand-painted lavender tulips on this white ceramic vase. That sounds good to me. You can, just call them. It's that easy. And they have hanging baskets and blooming plants. 1-800-844-6007. Of course, any Dierberg can give you all the information, and you can order your flowers. Take it from Sheila Shukart when she says,
shop at Dierberg's.
For flowers and food. We thought she was finished, and then she comes back.
Dave cooked fish for you. I found that out.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Unbelievable. New spokesperson for Dierbergs. Dierbergs Florist and Gifts. We're out of here. You were a great guest. Thank you for coming.
Happy birthday. This was a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
We will be back. Sheila won't, but we will tomorrow right after 3. Till then, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a